Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece of the feast, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, and greetings. Welcome to The Remix. It's Sunday night. It is September the 4th, 2011, and of course, you are live in The Remix. See, the phone lines are filling up as well as you guys getting into the chat room. Yes, yes, yes. I did wait to the last minute to post this show. I was kind of out and about hanging out with friends and family and decided to come back and also hang out with the rest of my friends and family tonight. I know a lot of people are going to be off tomorrow. Tomorrow's celebration of Labor Day. So I figured it'd be cool if we did a little bit of chat and chill, maybe do some poetry, do a little bit of singing, or just kind of hang out together and decide to do whatever we decide to do. So we're just going to have fun tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling. If you guys did not hear the show that was done on Friday night, definitely go back and download. It was Toning Linguistics. So myself, joined by Esther as well, and the whole Remix family, we got in there and we were able to tone our linguistics. And so I invite all of you to go back and make sure not only that show on The Remix, but I want you to go back and download all of The Remix shows. Maybe go back and look in the archives 2 years ago, 3 years ago, however many years back you want to go. We've been doing this now for almost about 9 years now, maybe going a little bit more. Wow, it kind of scares me when I think about it myself. But it is so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I see the Remix family over there. I see you guys on the phone lines as we get ready to really, really just do what we do, chat and chill. You want to grab you something to drink? You want to grab you something to write with? You know, you want to kick your shoes off? You want to have a little bit of fun? You just want to sit back and just relax? That's what we're going to do. We're going to be listening to some music tonight in the Remix as well, too. Got a lot of shows coming up for the rest of the month here coming up. Brother Panic will be live in the Remix as well, too. And Brother Bobby Hemmett will be coming back soon as well as many other Remix listeners. Some you have not heard of, but they will be coming on the platform sharing their gifts as well, too. And we'll be doing all of those great things that we've been doing as well. So it's good to hear from you guys. Good to see you in the Remix. We're going to jam a little bit so we can kind of move around and just kind of get some energy. Going here as we get into the night tonight. I love these shows. I love them. We do our serious shows and our serious work. This is a great time for us to just kind of kick back a little bit and just also kind of relax a little bit as well, too. So it's always good to do that. We're going to be listening to a little bit of music, if we can find it here. Let's see what we're going to hear. What can we play? Of course, we're going to be listening to a little bit of Baby Blue first as we get ready to get into that. But I do want to give out the phone number, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So all of you singers out there, all of my rappers, all of my poets, all of my wannabe poets, all of my 1-2 singers, everybody get yourself ready. Because tonight, I want you guys to all chat and chill, sing, enjoy yourself, and we're going to get right to it. We are going to get right to it. So let's see. Yeah, I know. I'm looking for it. It's so much stuff on this board. So, yeah, that too. Here's a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to get into the show.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Baby Blue. If nothing else moves you, life will. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and definitely the number you want to call as well, too. As we get ready to get into, I don't know, what do you guys want to hear? Y'all know I want to play my favorite song. Y'all know I want to play that, right? So maybe that's what we'll just play. We'll play that. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I get there. See if I can get to my song. All right. So here we go. Everyone, get yourself up. We're going to move around a little bit as we get ready to chat and chill here live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and so good to have you here. If you're listening and this is your very first time for listening, I invite you to come on over. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. You're free to come on in. So get up. Let's move around. This is a place. And we all need to go there.
Lying to the rain.
All right, that was the Staple Singers and Pops, and I'll take you there. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. It is a Sunday night. It is September, can you believe it? The 4th, 2011. You know, one of the things that Brother Bobby Hemmett said, and I believe it was like a year ago or maybe even 2 years ago, he talked about how time is just going to be speeding up. And I'm sure that we can all bear witness to that, that time is just seems to be really, really just flying by. And everything is really speeding up as we just really usher ourselves into this gateway of the 2011 energy as well. And I love it. It's beautiful. It's a great opportunity for us to really just kind of set those things up for ourselves and begin to walk through that gateway. We're going to talk about talk about some of the energy that's on the planet at this time. I actually am going to begin to play another song that I think is more fitting to the energy that we're in, and then we're going to open it up. So if you have some poetry that you want to do, if there's something you want to sing, if you want to talk about some things, it's chat and chill. That's what we do. Grab you something to drink, you know, or grab your panic packs for those of you who have that as well. Or just if you want to sit back and you want to chill and you just want to relax, I want you to get that too. And we can just chat and chill because that's what we do. It'll be good hearing from you. Want to welcome all of our international listeners who are listening from no matter what part in the world you're listening from. It's good to have you here with us live in the remix, chatting and chilling as well. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call to get in on the remix. Just press 1 when you get on the phone lines to let us know that you're coming in and you would like to sort of kind of open it up to talk about something. So the first thing I want to do is let's talk about energy. We've been having discussions. We've been talking on the Blue Blast calls, had some amazing energy going on the Blue Blast calls, but we've also been talking about this energy. This is a great time, and I made kind of a joke about it last week, but it is seriously true. This is a great time to do some feng shui. Now, though I've heard the series of shows that I did on the ancient art of feng shui, and also those things about sacred space clearing, and this is definitely a time that you want to begin to get rid of those things that you don't need. So it's a great time to donate things that you don't need. If you have clothes, if you have some furniture, you know, things that you don't need anymore, you can donate those particular things to give it away, drop it off at charities. They have all of these different spots. It's a great time. This is a 9-month energy that we're doing. And it's time really, like I said, to be present and also alert, to be very present in the moment of now of what's going on in your life, and also be very alert about those things that are going on. Because really what you're doing is you're putting yourself in the position. And those of you who participated when we worked in July, we talked about doing a gateway list. On the Blue Blast call, opening up those things for the rest of the year. So it's time for you to get yourself in position to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, or those things that you want to manifest, or those things that you want to complete before the rest of the year. It really is only a couple of more months. It's a great year to get into matter. So that's taking your thoughts and actually writing those thoughts down on paper. For those of you who are also going to have sessions with me coming up, you get a special treat because I am going to talk to you about making sure you get into this energy for the month of September. So great things to come and great things to do. The file is still uploading, so I know you guys are ready to chat and chill. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I know you got some poetry out there you want to share, or you got a song that you want to sing, or, you know, I know you got something you want to do. Go ahead and press 1. We're going to get you on, and we're going to do that. And then we're going to be playing this song. You guys are going to love this song. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Yes, you are. So come on, don't be shy. It's chat and chill. Oh, let me say this. Don't forget, Brother Panic will be here next week live in the remix. So I know you want to stay tuned for that show. You'll be hearing more about it. For those of you who are out there and you're not my Facebook friend, or you You need to be my Facebook friend. Let's put it that way. I want you to be my Facebook friend. Send me a note, though. If you don't send me a note and let me know who you are, then it's kind of hard to distinguish because it's going to tell you I have too many friends that you can't add me. So send me a note, and then I'll add you. You can also follow me on Twitter. I hang out on Twitter. I don't go over there a whole lot, but I'm on Twitter, too, so you can tweet to me as well on Twitter, and you can hit me up on Twitter. If you have an Android phone, you can also download the Android app. It's free, and it's all things The Remix, all of those things of The Remix, and you can go in, and you can connect with Remix. You can listen to The Remix from there. You can also email me. You can share your energy with me, share whatever's going on in the world with me, and you can also okay. And you can also, you can call me too. You can call me, it has a number in there, has all those little goodies right there in that little app there as well. So you can never miss what's going on in The Remix, who's coming up, what's going to be going on. So you can do that as well too. So hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on YouTube, you know, all of that. But let's stay connected and get connected. So the file is almost done. I'm going to go to the phone lines because I definitely know that you guys want to chat and chill. I know y'all don't want to hear me talk all night. I mean, I can, but I know y'all don't want to hear me talk all night. It's it's time for you guys to begin to do some talking as well, too, and talk about sort of those things. All right. Well, cool. I hear some people got the app. I know a lot of people downloaded the app. And by the way, you can actually get your own app. So if you have something you're trying to promote, or maybe you just kind of want to be social and you just want to kind of have a way for people to get in touch with you, or if you just want to kind of put your information all in one spot, you can connect with the brother Mark who did that. And you can go to my app, actually, and search for it on the Android market. And you'll see where his logo is, how to get in touch with him. He's actually running a special. I suggest that you get on it and you can get your app and you can continue to get your message out there as well, too. And it's something you can provide for people. So it's kind of like a virtual business card where you can have everything. So if you have a website, you can put that on there, your email address, your Facebook, your Twitter, your social networking sites, you can begin to put those things on there as well, too. So really, really cool, really cool. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can go ahead and get this kicked off the way that we need to get it kicked off. I see you guys on the phone line. I see you there. And I also see you in the chat room as well, too. Guests, I want to welcome you. You know, you can you're free to sign up. All you have to do is go down at the bottom and get up. And come on in the chat room. You can participate in chat. We'd love to hear your thoughts and what you have to say as well. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, family, let's see. I'm taking a look. I see all of you on the phone lines, but yet nobody has pressed 1 as of yet. But that's cool. We're getting ready to listen to this song, and we're getting ready to get the energy flowing, and then we're going to get into the share. It's nice. This was a last-minute decision to do this show. Like I said, I was just hanging out with friends and family, been hanging out all day like many of you, and I thought this would be really, really good. I know a lot of us don't have to get up and go to work in the morning, so this is a good way to actually just kind of, you know, get into this energy here. So, we're about to listen to this song. We really are. We are. I know y'all want to wait. Oh, another thing I want to tell you, it's so much stuff that I want to tell you guys. The gym show, we're going to be doing another gym show. I got all of your feedback, and I know you guys love the gym show that went on, and we're going to do another gym show. I'm going to do this one, but I'm going to take it over the top because not only am I going to do the gym show, but I'm going to have jewelers that's going to come on. Yeah, jewelers that make the jewelry, they're going to come on too afterwards. So we're going to go look, we're going to go shopping, and we're going to get a chance to go look at a whole lot of gems and jewelry. Yeah, that's going to be really, really, yes, off the hook. Yes, because a lot of people are talking about the Larimar. I love the Larimar. That's my stone right there. And somebody said they're shopping right now. That's beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Know your magic. That's what I say. Definitely, we got to know our magic all day, every day. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're going to listen to this song, and I think this is going to kind of help y'all. I know y'all are in. I know the energy out there is a little to the left, to the right, but you're going to hear that. And yes, yes, the Druzy, Sandra. I have my Druzy and Sapphire ring on right now. I love the Druzys. Love them. So all of these words that you guys are hearing, all of these stones that you don't know about, you got to get with them because they are fantastic. So here we go. We're going to listen to this, a little bit of Prince. I think Prince will set the mood right. Here we go.
Problem boys and just having fun. But I had the chance to stay to my buddy's behind. I better get on that ass. hands in the air between the sun.
Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass. Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass. Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass. Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass.
You sexy motherfucker.
Everyone, there you go. That's the song, I think, Prince. And I think it spoke for itself. And it's good to have everybody in the house. We're chatting and chilling here, remix style. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you have a song you want to sing, or maybe it's something you want to share, or perhaps maybe you want to do a little bit of poetry, or, you know, whatever. We're just chatting and chilling. You want to bring up a subject, we can talk about that as well, too. So it's just good to have everybody in the house. We're going to go to the phone lines because I do see the phone lines lighting up. And let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Deshaun Avant. I'm calling from Oakland, California. I'm in the chat room, Deshaun Avant.
Okay. Greetings to you. Greetings.
Okay. Yeah, how you doing, Ms. Blue? Wow, it's amazing to be talking to you right now. I just want to say before I do this rap poem or whatever that you are like a very amazing person. You know, I like the things you do. It's very motivating to hear you every week. You know, it's very beautiful. But I'm going to do this. It's not a poem.
You.
It's a rap that I did
okay.
from one of my songs. It's only
all
like
right.
16 bars. Here it goes.
Okay.
Canary diamonds for your loving. If you truly deserve it, then I'll give it like it's nothing. But I ain't rushing. I'm protecting my heart. Because looks to be deceiving, and the light comes from the dark. Cold hearts, warm dreams, fantasies of us. Lavish living, intoxication from my touch. If I love your girl, will you love me just as much, or will I be a fool? End up with my heart crushed. I got the biggest heart. I'm loving deeper than the thousand oceans. I'm liking love, but I reject emotions. But hold on, don't get me wrong, you don't have to be alone. If I can give you my love, then I'ma put it in the song. Tell me who love you like I love you, like no other. More than a mother or a brother. I wonder, is this a blessing or another lesson? For your heart to have this one question. That's it right there. I just wanted to give y'all a little piece of family. Love y'all.
I like that. Oh, thank you, Deshaun. That was nice. You got to come back and do some more and definitely let us hear the rest.
Hey, peace to Esther, too, because I love her poetry. She inspires me, too. I love her. That's what's up.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Deshaun. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Oh, wow. That was nice. That was nice. We're getting right into chatting and chilling there. So, peace, everybody. 646-652-2711. Deshaun has already kicked it off for us. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from.
What's up, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Clarence.
Oh, Clarence.
Yeah.
Hey, Clarence. How are you?
I was playing that vulgar song earlier. I don't know what that was. But
oh,
it's like,
Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to, you know, need a little bit of Prince energy, yeah. Kind of. Okay. We all ready right. For you. We're ready.
I was beefing with the government right here. I said, lady, lost all liberty. Chaos in the world, driving tanks through the city. I'm a black patriot, gun smoke through my esophagus. Riot mask, black scarf, tear gas. Set fire to the trash and throw that shit. Ain't no starship. I'm popping off like a bullet in a clip. Or should I say the bell? Saladin, the last pharaoh. But these walls ain't gold and these streets ain't marble. Bloodshed, turmoil. The land is dry. The fruits is spoiled. The fruits is the children. They don't know the definition of living, but see the reality in killing. Their minds is trapped. Time for the people to fight back. America under attack. Heaven and hell on a crash course. This a different kind of force. I rely on a higher source, the know-all, see-all, where you going, when you leaving, angels against demons, hear the screams from the heavens, lucky number is 7, I need that 350 by my kidney, just in case I gotta get busy, it's the Goonies against the army, Shiites against the Sunnis. All in the path of Shaitan, the blind leading the blind, strip the sight from the eyes, no light for guidance. My niggas in the back like fuck it, start the riot. Gasoline, fire in a glass bottle, I'm riding full throttle. It's about to get rocky like a road in Colorado. Boom, pop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Blood in the street, red bodies on the ground. Angels blowing their horn, the drummer boys beating their drum. I'm just bobbing to the beat while I'm loading my gun. Yeah, this a war song. Grab your ammo and your firearm. The weak gon' fall, the strong gon' stand tall. That's it.
Love it. Always good to hear you, Clarence. It's always good to hear you and to hear you do it. You come with so much fire and so much energy. So much energy, yeah. Mm-hmm. You still looking? You still looking?
I'm on the phone with a little queen right now. Like that's what we call on the three-way.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay. She wants to say. Oh wow. Okay. Sound like a whole lot going on over there.
I'm sorry. It is a whole lot going on. I keep trying to mute the phone. Allow me to mute the phone. I apologize for that.
That's damn okay. Sorry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so good to have you on the phone with Clarence and for him to share this message and share you with us as well, too. What's your name?
This is Jatan.
Oh, Jatan. Wow. Boy, it's amazing what a blue blast can do for you. Well, it is so good to hear both on the call and, yeah, the chat room's going crazy right about now. So,
hi, everyone in the chat room.
Are you in
chat
room?
Room?
Yes, yes. That's okay. I was saying, y'all better get on them blue blast calls. Never know what can happen. Well, it is so good to hear that, Clarence. I know you'll be coming back and you'll be sharing some more stuff with us as well.
Right,
Jatan,
right.
I know. Right. So peace and love to both of you, and it's good. It's
right
good.
Back at you, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace. Well, okay, you guys, 646-622-7111 is the number to call. And boy, do I tell you, it's the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. The brothers have definitely dropped it tonight so far. And, yeah, I think you're right, Kalimar. I think you're right. I'm telling you, get on them blue blast calls, you guys. Now, Hey, I mean, I don't even know. What more can I say? What more can I say? All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Cecil, Miss Blue.
Okay, greetings. Okay, greetings, greetings.
I'm kind of new at this. I'm sharing the poetry that I said, right? So be patient
okay.
with me. All right,
okay.
This one is called...
What did you... Tell me your name again.
Cecil.
Okay, Cecil.
Yeah.
We're ready for you,
yeah.
Cecil.
All right. What it's like to make love to this poet, part 7. That the cosmic orgasm ascension is the name of it. All right. So let the organic spiritual lovemaking have become the tantric pathway to an exotic ascension. The whisper of the divine intellectual voice of the navigator, which is the I in me, the realization of the God self, has come from the depths of the cosmic divine water seeking unity with a woman who knows she has awakened the divine goddess self from her universal cosmic divine waters. I want to make love in a poetic, metaphoric formation, increasing the divine nature of realization of the evolution of what it is to know about thyself through the balance of the beauty of the black woman. She is the original life force of all. Let's use this form of imagination before we begin this divine ascension into the realms of the stars where the ancestors would do the evaluation of the ethic dream state while we love make. Into a conscious galactical spiritual love state. This is what it's like to make love to a guide, spiritual poet, who knows thyself and needs a goddess to relate, that our souls can mate in the form of unity. Equilibrium is what we seek as we voyage into the deep of thought, which is faster than the speed of light. Let me be your sun as we travel the cosmic night, so that I may receive your heavenly milk, mother of all life. It will quench the thirst that I've been waiting since my spiritual birth in the realms of the earth. Until we reach this paradise of thought, I want to make love in a conscious state without the idea of a physical contact or what is being told about lovemaking. I want to communicate through the nature of telepathy. I want to travel the Milky Way with you by spiritual teleportation. Let's meet at the red planet so that this expedition of a spiritual mission can be conquered through the technology of truth. I want to make love to you. Intertwining our minds in the laboratory of the alchemist will call the reaction to the finding of a solution to the imbalance of the black God-man and the black goddess stagnation of realization of the honest way of lovemaking. This is what it's like to make love to a poet. I am the resurrection.
I like that. That was really, really nice. Thank you so much. Very powerful words there. Very powerful
Thank
words.
You.
Thank and
you.
Thank you for calling and sharing.
All right.
All right, sisters, the brothers have definitely come and started showing out already. So definitely would love to hear some more poetry, singing, and everything. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you have something that you want to share or if there's something you want to do, because this is definitely a great time to do it as well, too. So waiting on you guys. We're live in the remix. We're just chatting and chilling here. That's what we're doing as well, too. So you guys can ask a question if you want to share something. You got a subject you want to talk about. Looks like a lot of things are in the air. You can definitely do that as well, too. You got a question you want to ask me, you can do that as well, too. But this is a good time to call in. So I'm waiting on you guys. What more can I say? I'm waiting on you guys. I know you don't want to hear Miss Blue talk all night long. All night long. So there we go. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 704. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. My name is Dara. Hey. I was talking to you yesterday on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. And
yes.
You know. Yeah, I'm the one in college, and you know, I was just telling you.
Yes, I know exactly who you are. How are you? How's school?
All right.
You said you're having a good time. You're supposed to have a good time. That's what college is about. Yeah.
Right. But my I wanted to share a poem I wrote a while back.
Okay.
I wrote it last year, and I thought it was pretty good. It was based off, you know, Nazir Ra's book,
okay.
Hidden Self, Hidden Power. And so I thought I'd share it. I thought it was pretty good. It's called Fire Desire.
Okay. All right.
Inspired by the fire, I sense my desire. Which it lies, I cannot say. What it is, not really certain of. At times, it's on my mind. At times, it's on my mind. It can leave a heavy burden. Keeps me tied down. But only sonic wave sounds in my head. Playing head games with my mind. I've convinced myself I'm doing fine. But I'm not. My soul is cold. My heart is hot. The desire is high. My dreams say bye-bye. Cry I should. X, Y, I would. Die if I could. But my physical is unbeatable. I got to get comfortable. And I got to fire desire. Then I'll rise from the fire. And what has locked my dreams away on this day, I shall sacrifice who I am in order to be who I am becoming. Silent meditation, focused humming, intense concentration, I see me coming to my destiny. It's no longer a fantasy, it's real. Desire I killed, and my destiny I sealed. There it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Very heartfelt as well, too. So I'm sure a lot of that has come to pass for you. So that's beautiful.
Right. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. I'm glad I called. I was kind of nervous about it. You know, I usually don't do this.
That's okay. It's always good hearing from you and knowing how things are doing. So I was glad to connect with you. I know you're definitely going to be having, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. And I know school is going well as it should be. And I know you're out there knocking them out the box. So we'll talk soon.
All right.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Peace.
All right. I don't know where you sisters at, but the brothers is definitely bringing the poetry tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, area code 912. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, babies. This is Yaya.
Hey, Sister Yaya. You're going to do
the
some poetry.
Yes.
Calling from the ATL.
Yeah, Savannah. Well, okay, yeah. This is a piece that I wrote. I posted on Facebook a while back. It is called Untouched. No, I wasn't there for you, but I didn't know you like that. I didn't know I could hold you. I didn't know I could have had your back. I didn't know that the sounds of the violins were playing the pain in your heart. I didn't know that the bridge of your song carried your burden and ripped your arms apart. I didn't know your last tears were full of piled up regret. I didn't know your last slam of a door was your last storm off the set. I didn't know the wall you put up was to keep the angels out. I didn't know that the demons behind the wall had so much damn clout. I didn't know that I could touch you and you'd be okay with that. I didn't know that you thought of me often, and I'm damn sure down pat. I didn't know that I could feel you while I'm meditating. I didn't know your pure essence inside of me would be infiltrated. But I didn't know you like that I could have had your back. Yet and still, the present is a gift and you've got the knack, and you've got the skill.
Like that. I like that. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Yaya. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for allowing me. Peace.
you definitely need to come back and share some more with us as well. So peace.
All right. I'll hang on, baby. I'll hang on.
Okay. That's what's up. Oh, I didn't know. Wow, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from code 312.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Remix.
Hey,
Esther.
Yes, yes, Esther. I know you're going to drop some poetry on her.
I am. I'm happy that Yaya called because I was about to have to call for the sisters because I'm like,
yes.
Okay, now we can't be getting outside now. Okay.
Right.
So, okay, so I have one that I want to read. And then the second thing that I wanted to do, I actually took a group of the 7-word poems that we had done and I put it together. And I want to read that, and I just wanted to kind of encourage everybody out there that's been participating to do the same thing. So I'm going to do that after I do this one, just
okay.
So you all can kind of see how it ties together and it can be made into one fabulous poem. So I'll do that in a second. So.
All right.
All right, so here's the first one. Candlelit cameras watch us as we glide throughout the night. Movement. It's your movements, baby. On the real, I need your friction close to me. My central topography needs residency, and I know a candidate. Just you and me. It's the physical that draws me. Your manhood reigns supreme, an indescribable feat to watch that shit creep up against my physique. Boasting 44 double D's, posterior heavenly. My God, this shit gets deep. And I mean deep, extreme, like off the Richter. No scale can quite handle the intensity, pure felicity, up and down like a piston, straight seesaw motion. We coasting, riding high brown sugar system overload. Too much passion. Something seemingly so innate must have been learned from our bound mental state in motion. It's the movement. Your movements, baby. They keep me awake, alive. Most of the night I strive to revive the essence of our previous sessions until we ascend again.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So that was that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to do the other one now? Or do you want me to wait? I don't want to
take over. No. Go right ahead and do the, you can do the other one now. 646-652-2711. For everyone, feel free to call in and share. Press 1. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. They are a mess in the room. Okay, so this is actually the combination of 4 of the 7-word, 5-line poems that we did. And these were done at different times. And so I just kind of went back and looked them over and put them together. All right. Imagine the loudness of silence, your sexy speech inhibited, like watching unicorns dance under a blue moon. Ice cream castles of pleasure open wide. We speak only using our tongues. The dragon milk has poisoned us all, overdosing on anger. We've lost all the peace in the palace. I was lucky to learn telekinesis while imagining fairy tales about baby magic. My golden mirror of reality tells the true story. We are all skydiving to our death. Sexual telekinesis, riding your dragon leads me to ecstasy. As you skydive into my baby magic milk, mirrors recording us on the ceiling, our inner peace is the ultimatum. My juicy yoni opens wide for my wizard's righteous wand. It's throbbing. The tightness lets him know that I am his property. He gives me remix climaxes all night long. Our union, a perpetual lucid dream. All right.
Mm-hmm. There it is. I could hear those words in there as well.
Yeah.
All of the words that we use and how you can take them. So a way that you guys, when we're doing the toning linguistics and the different exercises and the word play, that you can begin to take those words and, turning it into something very, very beautiful.
Yes, you should definitely save all of those songs that we do because you can take it and tie it together and just make it into one fabulous piece. So,
yes.
There you have it.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that, Esther. I know you're going to stay close as well and do some more for the rest of you guys. Definitely 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines because I know you guys want to share. If you want to share and you've already shared some poetry and maybe you want to share something again, you can press 1 and we can do that as well. We can also open it up for discussion as well. It's chat and chill. We're doing it remix style. And you guys know how we do that. So if you have a question, even if you have a question for me, you can also call in as well too. But we're just chilling tonight. That's what we're doing. And you guys want me to what? Y'all want Ms. Blue to talk all night? I don't think so. Let's get the pressing 1. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 505, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Dar out here in New Mexico, New Mecca.
New Mecca. Hey, Dar.
I can only do one verse of this joint, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And I might stretch out the hook a little bit. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear this?
We can a little bit, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it ain't going to be too loud because I haven't got my amp right here. But anyway.
Okay.
Though I'm looking at you, I can never see what you really are. It's cloaked in mystery. Though I think we know what it's all about, we can never hope to figure it all out. And though I think of you, and though this looks and seems to be so very real, but something says it's all a dream. So nothing's what it seems to be. This is just a dream, then who's the dreamer? Who's the dreamer? You're the dreamer. You're the dreamer. You're the dreamer. You're the dreamer. Anyway.
I like that. Did you write that as well?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah,
everyone's throwing up hearts for you. So know that you're getting the hearts.
Cool.
You're getting the hearts. Thank you so much for sharing that.
All right.
Come back. We want to hear you sing some more. I love singing. I love to hear people sing. So it's beautiful.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool. I might do another Native American chant.
Oh, that would be excellent. Yes, do that as well, too. So I love that. I love that. All right. Peace and blessings to everyone. We're just chatting and chilling tonight. Did a late show, just put it up, so it's good to have everybody in the house. Again, want to definitely, definitely welcome you guys to the Remix. 646-652-2711. So if you want to sing, you want to do some poetry, you want to talk about something, you can do that as well. Just press 1. Let me know you're on the phone lines. Let me know you're ready to share, and we'll make sure that we get you in if you have something you want to share. So you can definitely do that as well. So whenever you guys are ready, just definitely press 1. I know you don't want to hear me talk the whole show. So, you know, hey, we're just chilling. It's a nice little group here tonight, and that's really, really great. So we can do that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 510. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, hey, this is Deshaun. Do one more for y'all, if that's all right.
That is certainly all right with me, Deshaun, and I'm sure everybody else will love that as well, too.
Okay, this is part 2 to the first one. And it goes like this. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, this is part 2. let me see. Wow, it just totally just slipped my mind, like right now, all of a sudden. Okay, here it goes. If I ever fall in love again, I make sure that I love a friend. That way that love will never end. To once love and not to love again, to me should be a sin. Skies full of broken hearts, puddles full of tears of love. I was there for you, and you was there for me, and there we was. Then I woke up from that dream, all alone in my bed. Tried to go back to sleep, but I'm addicted to the bread. So now I'm riding about your love, I'm fantasizing, but I'm staying solid. Without your love, I'm still surviving, but it won't be long before you feel like my love is gone. But I can never go away, I'ma love you right or wrong. Don't take advantage of my loving. Way more than your nigga, I can end up as your husband. Something from your dream, something that you never seen, something way more than it seems. That's it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us. That was beautiful.
Okay. Thank you.
Peace. Thank you for that, Deshaun. We look forward to you coming back and sharing some more.
Most definitely. Thank you. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right, everyone. 616-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. If you have some poetry or something that you want to share, we definitely want to hear from you. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Calling in again from area code 912. You're live in the Remix.
Ooh, baby, it's Yaya again.
All right, yeah, you're going to do another piece for us. Wonderful. We're ready when you are.
Yes. One more again, yes. This one is called Temple of Love. Would you still love me if you never saw my face? If you never knew how big my almond-shaped eyes were, how round my nose is, all cute and shit, how full and decadent my pouty lips are, how speckled my face is with brown and black flecks of freckles? Would you still want to be in my face? Would you still love me if you never felt my neck? If you never counted the moles and connected the dots, how my pulse is felt when you stroke around my throat, how my skin is warm in receiving of your sensuous licks, how the back of my neck gets goops, pimples that spell out your name like a fiend waiting to fix now? Would you still love me if you had known the sufficiency of my breasts? How erect the nipples stand on top of my areolas as if you rubbed them with a frozen can of cola? How each titty bump smiles as you caress them? How the plumpness fills your mouth without them escaping my dress? How you are full from the security and ecstasy of my double D's now? Would you still love me if you hadn't felt my tummy? How smooth and brown and plump the hills lie low, fragrant my belly button is, and how my solar plexus rises, how it calls your mouth to kiss it so freely, and how it rises and falls with my breath, and how it rolls when I do that Osho dance for you and have your ass speaking Swahili? Would you still love me if you hadn't licked my pussy yet? If you hadn't known how you can make her jump, jump, how you can make her bust a good sweat, how she is the blackest berry with the sweetest juices, how she calls you long distance with an unknown area code with unbridled persistence, refusing to leave a voicemail. Can I get a witness? And to your soul herself, she introduces. Would you still love me if you hadn't handled my thighs and calves as strong as they are over your shoulders and over your lap and just below your eyes and brushed them with your phallic staff and secured their weight on your behalf? Would you still love me if you hadn't kissed my toes, if you hadn't brushed them with the petals of the pink rose, if I hadn't let you suck them with the passion and lust, if I hadn't let you upon them bust, if I hadn't used them to walk and protect the circle around you, if I hadn't walked the universe with them to find you, but I must. Would you still love me if these words I spoke were not true? Would you still love me if I didn't love you too? That's it.
That's what's up. Everybody's loving that, feeling that power, that sexual energy in there, and some very heartfelt words as well, too. So very true to heart.
Thank you. Love
your poetry.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, y'all. We're getting it started in here, chatting and chilling tonight. Glad to know I'm not the only Double D sister. I've been hearing a lot about Double D's tonight. A whole lot of Double D's going on up in here. Glad to know I'm not alone. We could have stories, beautiful stories, and they're real, not implants. So love that. All right. So now we're going to go to the next caller. I just had to put that out there. I thought that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 704, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. It's me again. All right.
Okay. Greetings. You have another piece you want to share?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But this one is... Well, this climate, it's kind of lewd, if you will.
Okay. It's okay.
All right.
It's okay. You're a young brother. You're allowed to be lewd a little bit.
All right. Here it is. It's called Pussy Divined. Pussy Divine. The magic of pussy is so divine, especially with a girl that's too fine. Losing my sense of time, her lips trap me inside. And she goes for a ride. Passion, we cannot hide. It's hot and steamy. This love affair is so dreamy. Shit, and so creamy. She yelling, eat me. I'm thinking, suck me. Both pondering, fuck it, let's just fuck. Aw, shucks. I done busted the nuts. Calmly and passionately. Passion still thick. We both love sick. As we cuddle. Pussy so divine, and drip, drip, it leaves a puddle. So I sip, sip, and eat, eat. Afterwards, we'll both drift off to sleep, sleep. That's it.
Wow, you having fun at school. Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite loose, I know, but...
Beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful form of expression. And you did an excellent job. I think everybody definitely got, everyone got the visual. So thank you for sharing and definitely come back and share some more as well.
Right.
Peace and love to you always.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Peace
and love. All right, you guys. 646-657-11 is the number to call. Definitely, you guys want to get your poetry out if you want to do some poetry. If if you have some poetry you want to do, or maybe it's something you want to share. No, we were speaking earlier, me and Esther, about the brother who was talking about sucking toes. I don't know if he's here. If you're here, press one. Come on. You can talk to us about that. Yeah, the foot doctor. I don't know if he's in the house. I don't know if he's listening. I don't know if he's out there. But, you know, press one. We can talk about that. We can have some grown folks conversation tonight as well, too. So, you guys, press one. Let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's busy with some toes as well, too. So you guys, definitely press one. Come on over. Want to hear some more? I know you guys don't want to hear me talk. We can do some exercises if you want to. We can do that. But it's chat and chill, and it's really, really good. We're just really relaxing, having a good time, chilling out with each other, just doing it remix style like we do. Don't be shy. Call in, you guys, so we can keep it going. Keep it going. Mm-hmm. Y'all are a mess. If you're on the phone lines and you want to share something, press one again so it can take you off, and then it can put you back on as well too, and talk about that. Here's a question though. I wanna ask the brothers this question, and you guys can still share if you want to share poetry. I want to ask the brothers a question, and then I also want to ask the sisters sort of the same question. If you could have a perfect first date with someone, what would that be? Or if you had the perfect first date, what would that be? What would it be like describing it? You know, what would it actually be about? First date, first meeting, first time, the person that you want to be with. I'll kind of describe mine, but I'm curious to know what that would be. You know what? I'm not even looking in the chat room. But I want to hear your thoughts on that, on what that would be like the first time connecting with someone that you want to meet, obviously. This is not someone who you don't want to meet, but someone you want to meet. I'm just curious about this. I want to play around with some ideas. I'll share my thoughts on it as well, and you guys can share yours. So what I'm going to do is I think Yaya wants me to click back on her. So let's do that. We're going to go back to 912. And peace, Yaya. Mm-hmm.
Hey, darling. Yeah. For me, a perfect first date. Well, it's not just saying it's perfect, but the best of what I can get.
I think you can get pretty close to perfect.
A date where I'm just laughing my ass off. We're just really vibing, but mostly we're laughing throughout the whole date. Whether it's at somebody else's expense, it really doesn't matter, but if we're really laughing, and
yes.
I mean that deep, hearty laugh, and you know, mm-hmm. when you get that laugh and you look at someone in their eyes and there's a connection, there's like you can see Vega, you can see Sirius when it happens.
Right.
And I mean, yeah, me laughing, my draw is coming off, so that's a good thing.
Oh, wow. So when you laugh, okay, the panties come off when you laugh.
I mean, it's got to be a mutual thing, but that's definitely.
Okay.
He's a keeper if he can keep me laughing.
Yes. Well, laughter is definitely good for your spirit. It helps to raise your vibration and your energy.
Yes.
It helps to clear your chakras. If you want to get some chakra clearing going on, get you a good laugh, and it definitely will send that energy. It doesn't matter where in the world you want it to show up. It'll send it there. It'll make sure it gets there. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Keeping it real.
Wow. Yes, keeping it real, definitely. So we're going to go to the next caller. I want to hear, what's the perfect first date? We're going to go to 832. You're live in the remix.
Hi, it's Chacon again.
Okay. Wow, this is going to be interesting. Yes, tell us.
Well, let's see, a perfect first date for me would, there will be no time. And I mean, like, we'll get completely immersed in each other, where the days were just continue, where you don't really even remember the first date, if that makes sense. Because you just spent so much time with each other, or, I don't know, just being engulfed in each other that...
Yes. That makes
you know,
sense.
And I guess that's it. With all the other glory and the sparks and the bangs, I'm with the ya-ya and the laughing and all that other stuff. But if time can disappear on the first date, then that would be the perfect first date.
So let me ask you this question, Jatuan, and I'm gonna kind of put everybody on the spot with this too. So are you comfortable? Do you feel comfortable with really if the vibe and the energy is there having sex on the first date?
I don't see the issue in it. I've never looked at it like that. I think if two people are connecting, then that's what they're going to do anyway. I've never had just a quote-unquote one-night stand. You know, it may have done it the first night, but it always evolved. And I think because maybe you should be able to read that person and know, like, if this person is just trying to get their booty that night, or if through conversation you can see or even hear something more in them that you know that tomorrow morning you guys are going to go have breakfast.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I'm going to share my thoughts on that, but I was just curious, and I'm looking in the chat room, and I see so many people say, well, if the vibe is there and it's the first date, then why not? Why not just do it? Why not do that on the first date? Yeah, yeah. I don't agree with that, though. This is just Miss Blue, and I can share with you guys why. I think sometimes it can be a deal breaker. I think it can. On the first date, because we're talking about the first date. It's not about a booty call, because I think it'll be much deeper than that if it's somebody that you want to connect with. But I'm sure, and I can tell you many, many stories of brothers and sisters, thousands that I've done readings with that have met on their first date, had that connection, had that intimacy, had that feeling. You know how you say you got that feeling? And it just was a deal breaker. It ruins where the relationship could go. It's almost like having, for a guy, prematurely ejaculating. Boof. And sometimes that boof, it ain't a big boof, it's a little puff. And sometimes that can be a deal breaker. You know, it can be a deal breaker because of the emotions that's connected with it as well, too. You know? I'm just curious, though. I'm sure that you guys can, you know, bear your own witness, but I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to talk about it, and I wanted to share it. And thank you for that, Jatuan. Thank you. Thank you. Hold that thought. Don't go nowhere, because that was excellent, and I love that first date, too. So, you know, we can say, people say, well, it depends on the people. Well, don't everything depend on people? Everything depends on people. Absolutely everything that happens in this world depend on people. There's nothing in this world that doesn't depend on the person, and it doesn't depend on their spirit. But when it comes to you two coming together and you're raising energy, because we're grown folks, we know what we're doing. You're raising energy. And if you're raising sexual energy, you're going to want to have sex. That's a natural human response. You would be less than human if you didn't want to do that at some point. But to take it to that place, because that's really a commitment on so many different levels. It's a commitment. To me, I think the greatest love, the greatest sex, the greatest energy is the one that really gets built up. And so that perfect first date is really making that connection and understanding how you can move that kundalini within your body and move it within your mind to some levels. Mm-hmm. And move it. Move that particular energy around. because if you begin to consummate or have sex on that very, very first date, then the question becomes, how many other people are you having sex with on the first date? And maybe you're open like that. Maybe this is just kind of what you do, and you get to do that. I think you get to do that. But I think that when it comes to really, really working that energy together, unless you're getting together strictly for sex, then, of course, then, you know, do what you want. But if you're really trying to get to know that person, because we have many different sides to us, and sex really plays about 30% in a relationship, and it's a deal breaker a lot of times. Because a lot of times for women, we come from a different place with that energy, because we're literally letting you into our heart. When you really immerse yourself into the yoni, when you're going into that black hole, that is really you emerging yourself into a heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's really about insecure. I don't think it's about being insecure as well as being insecure, but I think sometimes when you allow that energy to come into your body, it stays with you. And so you have to ask yourself the honest question, are you willing to stay with that energy? For men, it's a little different. It's a little different when they come into that energy and they're coming in and they're able to pull themselves out. They're able to pull themselves out. I don't care how spiritually connected. I see the phone lines lit up now. Y'all want to talk about this. Y'all are too much. But I don't care how spiritually connected you are, because there's times, and I know you guys can even bear witness to this, that you're having a conversation with someone over the phone, and it has moved you more than someone who could be physically standing in front of you. So we know that this is not about space and time, and it's not just about energy. You understand? It is about where that energy is flowing and where you're allowing it to go. And sometimes rushing into this just for that moment of that pleasure, or for that moment of just really getting into that release, and you really don't have that foundation there, it can be a deal breaker in a lot of relationships. So I was just curious as to what you guys are thinking. You know, if you're out there doing it, and it ain't been a deal breaker for you, let me know about it. Because I know a lot of people, it's been a deal breaker for them. And it wasn't because the sex was bad. It wasn't because things didn't go right. It wasn't because of any of that. Because after that is over, now you got to still deal with that person on some levels. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, and let's see what y'all out here doing. 518, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Kim.
Hi, and I'm calling
from Albany, New York. I just called in just to sing a song, basically.
Okay. Well, Kim, you can sing a song. You can do that, too. We just kind of chatting and chilling. And so when we do that, this is just kind of one of those nights where we kind of just do a little bit of everything. But it's always good for you to.
Well, the song is by Roberta Flack, and it's called
Okay.
Feel Like Making Love.
Okay.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. Ooh, that's the time I feel like making love to you. That's the time I feel like making dreams come true. Oh, baby, when you talk to me, when you're moaning sweet and low, and while you're touching me, wanting you with all my might,
that's the time. Okay, that's it for me. I forgot to mention the words.
Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you so much. And the energy is so perfect, Kim. Thank you so much for singing that. That's one of my favorite songs, and many others are saying it's their favorite as well, too. So thank you for that. Peace and blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. There you guys have it. Feel like making love. Feel like making love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 972. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oops. Hold on. Clicked on the wrong person there. 972. I apologize. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, this is Sherry from Dallas.
Oh, hey, Sherry.
How you doing? I had to call because I'm in your court. I have been dating officially since I was 18 when I was at UT. And one
right.
of the things I found out with all of the young men that was coming at me, I instinctively knew it was not about sex.
Right.
And I kept it that way, and I have some excellent men friends in my life today, and I have no shame on, in 22 days I'll be 55. And one of the things I can look back 30 years ago was not having all of those sexual connections really, really protected my heart. I can
mm-hmm.
look at life with the joy and the love.
Right.
About a potential new relationship,
mm-hmm.
and it just breaks my heart to meet so many young women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that has been devastated with their
yes.
willingness to go to bed too quick.
Yes.
And when I explain to them that they have to heal from that and basically become celibate to go through that healing process, they don't believe me, and they
mm-hmm.
do more destruction. So... Well, I agree with you that
yes.
sex can be a deal breaker. I'm going to admit, saying the wrong thing with the wrong tone, with the wrong
oh, yes.
is a deal breaker with me.
Yes, yes. So true.
So
me
I just,
too.
I just wanted to add that because so many things is just absolute off the chain with me right now. And this conversation about sex, this is easy. Talk about something
this
hard.
Is- Yeah, and this is the night to do it. This is a night where we get to be really kind of hit the easy button. For some of us, definitely, it is an easy button. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing that wisdom with us as well, too.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Yes. So true, so true. That is so true. I do agree with that. I mean, if you're gonna call it a sacred union, make it sacred, you know? If you're just gonna, you know, have sex, I say have sex. I think that's good. And sex can be sacred too. I'm not saying that too. I'm not saying that it can't. But I think too many times there's so many other agendas when it comes to that. And as long as you're clear on what your agenda is, I think you can move past it. But sometimes those agendas, it just doesn't play out right. But, hey, I want to hear what you guys have to say. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 505. You're live in Remix. You wanted to say something?
Mm-hmm. Do you know who this is?
Yes, we do.
All right. So, anyway, I just want to relate this story, and then maybe we should talk about this on other levels as well. But when I was in the military, I was in Korea, and of course, they you know the that place Korea being occupied by American soldiers, and the country being in the situation it was economically at that point in time, there was a lot of prostitutes. So. And all young kids who go to these different countries, that's what they end up getting involved in because that's there for them. The military almost like the military provides that. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
so what happened was that, where I was, I kept a steady girlfriend in Korea. And near the time I was leaving, I ended up being down in the village after hours, and so I had to duck the MPs or I would have been arrested. And a woman who I knew, who was a friend of my woman, whose boyfriend had just left for the States, her and her girlfriend were sitting in a hoochie, and her girlfriend's boyfriend was a partner of mine. He's a musician as well, so he's, in fact, he taught me a lot of guitar. And so anyway, he heard my voice, and he yelled out, and I heard him, and so they got me in off the street, and so the MPs didn't catch me. But to make a long story short, I spent the night with this girl, and normally, you know, in a prostitution situation, there's money involved, but for some reason, she used to hang out, too, around me and my girl, and I didn't, you know, I never made anything of it, but anyway, that night we made love. And C. Freeman L. said something some years ago, and when he said this, it fucked me up, because what he said was, I was with a woman, he said, and your woman, if it's right, she can take you to heaven. And this experience happened to me. This woman took me to heaven. She was a Korean woman. She was a prostitute in Korea. And we didn't really look upon them as prostitutes because we, you know, the brothers didn't. I mean, the white boys, you know, that was a different story. But the brothers, we didn't really deal with it like that. We, you know, we loved all those girls. We all loved each other. We had a cool, you know, we had a vibe with each other. We hung out and other shit, you know. It wasn't all about prostitution and sex and, you know, getting off and all that insanity. Right. But anyway, this woman took me to heaven. And she was somebody who, you know, I spoke to occasionally, you know, before, and, you know, and I never understood what was happening, but she did something with her body that took me to heaven. And I'm not going to be able to explain to you what being taken to heaven is. All I know is that when C. Freeman L. said that shit, he took me back to that place. And so what I wanted to say about this is that life experiences, they don't always come in such a neat package in terms of, you know, dating and expectations.
That's true. That's true.
And so
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't believe they always come in sort of those expected places. But I think a big part of the magic is that you don't have to wait for it to create the moment for you, that you can actually create it for yourself.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that's true too. I think it's both ways. Mm-hmm. I think that what it really comes back down to is just the experience of walking through this material realm.
Yes.
Seeing the signs and the signposts and either paying attention to them or not, you know. And right. Sooner or later you will anyway. But anyway.
Right.
And something happened to me after that as well, because when I got out of the military, I took a lot of acid, a lot of LSD, and I had a lot of experiences with women during the hippie era and, you know, the free love era. So what happened with that was that I began, because of the LSD, and I'm not suggesting anybody take LSD. I don't think it's for everybody. It was definitely the trip I was supposed to take, though, because what happened was that after that, my senses came to the point where I could smell a woman, her body. I could smell her yoni, her parts, and I would know immediately if we're supposed to be knocking boots or not. I would know.
Awesome. But most brothers know that. I don't think you got to take LSD to know that.
I don't think I knew it before, and most brothers ignore that. What I wanted to say out of that was that for a time I ignored that, and every one of those relationships ended up being nothing and a lot of headache and heartache and grief. And if I had just been paying attention to my natural body, the things that my body was telling me at the time, I would have been rocking with who I was supposed to be rocking with. And so, you know, and so basically what happened was, you know, I could smell this, you know, walking into a room and the woman in the room, you know. And there were certain women who I met who had that same vibe. So we would know exactly that we was going to be partners. We wasn't going to never knock boots, but we'd be talking, you know what I'm saying? And it was just as tight a vibe that way, as you know, as going all the way and you know hitting the poom and blah blah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, all it just you know where we are in time. All of that stuff is just kind of it's blasé. You know, it really is.
Well, I guess that we can say that, and I can appreciate that, and I agree with you. We can say that it really doesn't matter, but I can tell you based upon the work that I do, it does matter, and it's a lot of people. Who
I'm
don't,
not saying it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is that it's time really to be, you know, dealing with paying attention to what knowing your magic really means, and going
yes,
to the deeper levels of understanding what that power is.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to a place where you understand what that power is, you
mm-hmm.
begin to understand what spiritual responsibility is as opposed to material responsibility. They're two very
right.
different things.
And it's two very different things, exactly.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it is. Very, very yeah. good point. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to say that. Oh, and one other thing. That I didn't get to finish a while back. I just wanted to drop this out there. There are ways to know and recognize the matrix, and we're working on that too. That's something we're doing also with our sensitivity. We're recognizing how to understand what the matrix is, so we can deprogram from it. And so when I mentioned Freud's nephew, Eddie Bernay, what I was saying was that in him creating what he created on Madison Avenue, it's the reason, brothers and sisters, that some of our children are killing one another over a pair of Nikes. So I'm just saying that that's a way to see the power of the matrix, the power of the dream, the power of the spell that has been dropped around us, the power of those who hold the veil. Veil's going to be lifted. I mean, there's nothing they can do. It's our time. But the bottom line
yeah.
is...
Yes.
There are signposts, again, it's signposts that we can see. And so such a strange dichotomy. I mean, you look at a man who did all this work, a lot of it was for his ego as well, but I mean, he did all this work and uncovered all this stuff so that he could help people, and his own nephew turns it not only against him but against the world. It is the most powerful machine that has ever been put together. It's basically what Hitler used. It's basically what's being used in North America. It's the reason people are so dumb out here in the world. The reason they're like they are is because of this man's work using Sigmund Freud's discoveries. So
yeah, well, you know, it's for that matter, we can even look at Sarah Carl Judge's work too. Yeah, I don't want us to kind of get too far into that.
I don't want to go too
far
into that
either. Yeah, I think that all of that stuff, that's what the remix is about, is to help you to decode. So however you choose to do it, and even
yep.
using energy
yep.
that we're talking about now, sex is a way to decode that. But really, the key is to really begin to understand and know your magic, like you were saying, and definitely what I am all about, is getting to know who you are, because then you can begin to recognize template energies. You can recognize when things are out of sync. It's not about me knowing anyone else, but if I really know me and I know when I'm in that best energy for myself, then I can recognize when things are not right. So whether
yes.
that's the brother that's coming up to me, no matter how smooth he's talking, no matter how many big tickets he's trying to sell or what he's trying to say, or if he's rocking the flyest clothes, or if he has the most spiritual knowledge, I'll be able to know whether or not that energy is vibing with me on an authentic level. So we're
yes.
coming into that time that is
yes.
where the power
yes.
is, because
yes.
all
yes.
of those things,
yes.
like you said, that you've talked about, I think we can go back to our grandmothers and our great-great-grandfathers. They're using the same technology that they've been using, trying to do the same thing. They've gotten
yes.
jazzier with it. It didn't work
yes.
then, and it's not going to work now.
That's
think for
true.
Those that it is working for, then respectfully, I will say that they have their path and they have their way. Just like you woke up, or what we would call waking up, I woke up, they're going to wake up too, if it is meant for them to do. Because at the end of the day, we have to know what our truth is. There are some universal principles that go along with that, but really, 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 it is not about trying to get everyone to do something one way. I mean, this is how we women, we can attest to this, and maybe not our my generation, but generations before me, this is how women all laid on their backs when having sex, because that's what they were told to do, the missionary position, you know, because this is the way it is. So we know one way doesn't work. It doesn't work for everybody. It didn't work yesterday. It's not going to work today. But I think this is a great conversation for us to begin to have, especially when it comes to sex. And even when it comes to us in the conscious community, because it's real good to play around with this energy. And someone brought up the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, and she'll tell you herself, because she said it here on the show, that she didn't come through her path without a whole lot of work. And I'm not talking about fun work either. It took a whole lot. And she recognized that this was her work to do, and she does it very well. And the truth be told, oh, y'all don't have no sound? I guess not. Y'all need to refresh. Getting a little hot in here. Y'all may not want to hear that. But a lot of that work is not just about the sexual part of it. Yeah, that sounds fun. And, of course, we love that energy. It's very powerful. This is something that has destroyed nations. You understand? Is it spiritual? Of course it's spiritual. That's how you got here. So it is there. And I think, I think it's my language. Let me say, I know that 99% of the people pushing that whole sex thing got some issues underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. So.
Yeah.
If that is something that is working for you, I say keep working. But I know a lot of people that come hurt, they come broken, they come destroyed, and they're destroying other people in the process. And it's because of this same energy of sex. So I was just curious with my brothers and sisters, because you guys are the smartest in the whole world, and I don't say that in a sarcastic way. I say that in a very, very real way. How is that working for you? Because I'm dealing with a lot of you, too. But how is that working for you to just freely give your body to someone that you feel this connection to? Because truth be told, if that's the case for me, then my legs would be open all the time, because I feel a connection with a whole lot of people on so many different levels, whether in this life or a past life or another life. I'd be having sex with everybody. And yes, that's possible. It's a lot of people who are in relationships that are just open relationships, and it's working wonderful. It's working wonderful. Wonderful for them. Everything is wonderful for them. They're saying women need to have more sexual partners, men need to have more sexual partners, and maybe that is true. That may be true, but when you begin to look at things from nature, nature doesn't take what it cannot handle. It doesn't take what it doesn't handle. So someone else may be able to handle an open relationship, but that does not make it nature. Nature says in some cases in nature, there's only one partner. Other cases of nature, there is the woman that has multiple partners. And then other cases in nature, there are men that have multiple partners.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really based upon what is working for you. You know, what is going to work for you? So I just was curious for people to kind of share their thoughts. So I'm really glad that you called in and really begin to say that. Nah, too much energy spreading ain't healthy. Too much energy. That energy can be very loving, and it can be very healing, and it can come in so many different ways. It doesn't just have to come through that physical act of opening your legs or whatever we want to say. It's so many of those different things there, you know. So many different factors that can be there, you know. Mm-hmm.
The one. Am I still on?
Yes, you're still on.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say the one thing that came out of that experience with her was the sacredness and the power with it. Because the other thing is she was a little woman. She was thin.
She wasn't unhealthy, but she was thin and fairly small and fairly petite. And I'm a kid experiencing all this power coming out of her body. And I mean, I'm literally in heaven. It's like, so like you're saying, this, you know, that energy is nothing to, it's nothing to play around with, but you're gonna have to play around with it to begin to understand.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean not play around with it, but it's so many people in the conscious community coming down with these diseases that we say don't exist. So
yeah.
I'm kind of baffled how you're ending up with HPV, how you're ending up with all of these things that we say, oh, they made that up. So if they're making it up, then it tells me that somewhere you're out of balance. Because if it's something that you can't get, then how did you get it? You manifested it. How did you manifest it?
Yeah.
You manifested it through insecurities and different things that are going on within you.
Yeah, well, exactly. And Jewel Pookrum says some real interesting things about that and how melanin and DNA can cause you to, you know, to attract this stuff and pull it right out of the ether and into your body.
That's right. You sure can. You really can. And not to mention how long it can stay dormant. Then all of a sudden you get the man that you love, and because you're so excited, because Kundalini energy rises through trauma, and it also rises through love.
Yeah.
And so all of these things begin to rise within you, whether you have a breakup, then all of a sudden you're coming down with something. You're trying to figure out where did that come from?
Yeah. Exactly.
How did I get this? It's something you caught 10 years ago. Now, you may have changed your ways 10 years up until that point, but because you went through some sort of trauma, it causes your Kundalini to rise. It can happen.
Yes.
So it's, you know,
Yep.
You know, yes, very well said, Cosmic Knight. Very well said. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something, too, about the movie I guess it didn't do no big numbers in the box office, but X-Men First Class, that movie is saying an awful lot about, in fact, that movie, the very first part of it is exactly what you just said. This German, traumatizes his son by killing his mother right in front of him so that he can use his powers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Brother Panic talked about that on the show as well, too. It's the same story. That's what I'm saying. It has been the story. You know, often if you find somebody that truly hates you or shows that energy of hate, they love you as well. But know that
that's just true. Like
they love you, they also hate you.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same energy coming from two different polarities. Yeah, that's true.
It is, and it can switch, you know. We're people of temperament, and it can go from one extreme to the other with a blink of an eye.
We can look at this behavior
even when we begin to talk about the goddesses, and you think about sort of the polarity of, even in some of the mythologies, they talk about Heru and how she's also Sekhmet, and how that's the fiery side of her. How it goes from that extreme temperature, from hot to cold, you know, just going that particularly quick, you know?
Yeah.
But thank you. We're going to go on because we have like an hour and 11 minutes left to go in the forum. But thank you. It's been a great discussion about this. I want to hear what everybody else has to say as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We'd love to hear what you have to say. All right, so we're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 904. You're live in the remix.
What's up, Ms. Blue? What's up, Sister Monia E-Star? It's the I God calling from Duval, Jacksonville, Florida. Hey.
Greetings, Brother I God. Greetings.
We got deep. I'm crazy? We got deep, and I forgot what I was calling for because the conversations were good in between them. The sister that did the Roberta Flack.
Oh, yes, Kim. She tore it up.
That was banging. Yeah, I blanked out after that because I forgot what I was calling for. I think I was going to spit, but now I'm on some other stuff because you got me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, yo, I forgot. Yeah, but Ms. Blue, here's what I was going to ask. I have one question. Can I ask a question real fast?
You sure can.
All right. Ms. Blue, what animal am I?
What animal are you? You know, that's an interesting question. If you want to know what animal are you, I do believe that there are different totems or different animals that we can connect ourselves with at many different times. If I had to just get into your energy and really tell you what kind of animal I see you as right now at this particular moment and really sort of kind of connect that to your energy, is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, well, yeah. Why are you
wow.
laughing? Why are you laughing? Because what's your thing? Do you want to text
well,
it to me
no.
or something?
No. I mean, if you know, I always say, hold on one second, y'all. I always say, you know, if you call in and you ask something that you don't mind being shared with the world. We can talk about it.
Well, I really don't. I don't care.
Okay.
Open book.
All right. Open book. So if I had to connect you with the animal at this time, the first thing that comes to mind for me with you is an elephant. And let me tell you why I say an elephant. Because immediately when I get into your energy, the thing that I seen as you started to speak was just this image of floating memories. Just memories floating around in your mind, just really kind of floating around in your energy. Because one thing that is true for you, I God, is that you never forget. You never forget the memories. And that could actually work in your favor for a lot of things in your life. It has worked in your favor. But it's also what's holding you back because you can't let go of these memories. You can't release them from yourself. So these are memories, not only these memories in this lifetime, but they're also memories from other lifetimes. So what happens is you have this big bowl of just things floating around in your memory bank. And whenever that situation comes up and something connects itself to that memory, what happens, it causes you to shift. You know how sometimes you're seeing the elephant and they're standing very peaceful and then all of a sudden they're on two legs and they're just galloping and they say, oh, the elephant went and he's destroying people and he's stomping people and he's been calm. We don't know what set him off. That's you. That's you.
That's hot.
The floating
That's
memories
hot.
That are coming. The floating memories is also what makes you stay back. You know how the elephants, sometimes elephants will go for days and they'll go for weeks and they won't eat. They won't eat because they don't forget. You understand? They won't forget. They won't take their trunk and they won't extend it to you. They won't hand their hand out to you. They'll hold it back.
Yeah, Michelle,
so,
I really appreciate that. I'm surrounded by elephants in my house. I love elephants. I got,
yes.
I got elephant garden can, elephant soap dish, elephant toothbrush holder. You know what I'm saying? That's hot.
Well, there you go. There you go. So there's your confirmation. You can even study the mythology when you begin to study Ganesha. Oh, we all know Ganesha. We understand his energy. We understand that God is energy. And this is you, too, as the elephant, because the elephant always wants to please, always wants to make sure everybody's taken care of and that anything that you want and anything that you need, that you get it. Even the fact that you call yourself the I God, you see, shows that you really see the world through your eyes, which is really that mirror that's inside your soul. So anyone wanting to get close to you, wanting to get to know you, really have to begin to understand you on a soul level. Because if they don't, they're going to miss. They're going to miss what's on the surface. Yeah.
Savvy, Ms. Blue. I didn't mean to take up everybody's like time and they studying and step on with a personal thing, but I got so far thrown off by everything that was happening, that all I had was that question. I don't know why that question was just sitting there in the front of my head.
as the what I would ask. But, you know, I was going to rap, and then I was like, nah, I didn't want to do that rap because the whole vibe shifted from the freaky deaky stuff. You know, I had some freaky deaky stuff lined up.
Yes. We want to hear that, too.
The whole vibe shifted from that, and I like to go with the flow. I don't want to kick against the bricks, you know what I mean? So that was excellent, Miss Blue. I really, really appreciate that. Yo, I love y'all. Remix family. My life has changed dramatically since letting you guys into my cipher, and it's changed for the better. I feel like a new person, and I really appreciate y'all, for everybody, for your friendship, for your jokes on Facebook. It's awesome, man. I love y'all, man.
Well, we love you, too. I definitely love you, and let me know. We'll connect more on that floating memories and how to take those memories and really kind of put them in their perspective place. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love. All right, Yaya. Get back on, Yaya.
All right, peace. Okay. All right. So we're going to continue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we can begin to continue this discussion, no matter where it leads us. We're going to go to area code 402. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. It's I.
Greetings, Brother I. Another I. We got the eyes up in the house tonight. The eye gods.
I wanted to share what how I define the perfect first date.
Okay.
I think what defines the perfect first date is the next day, tomorrow. Because that perfect first date should never end. If it was real.
Yes.
And every day should be like that reflection of the previous day, where it's just a constant discovery of each other. You know, back when you all were walking through the park or holding hands, walking in the rain, and you was asking those questions of, hey, what's your favorite color? Oh, my favorite color is blue. Yours too? We must be soulmates. Just that energy of discovering each other should just
Oh, wow.
That's what I think it is.
I like that. That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. And thank you for calling in and sharing that. Everybody's like, aw, Brother I. So, look out. We know how that goes.
No, I'm not in the chat room tonight. I'm just on the phone.
Oh, you're not in the chat room tonight. Okay, you're just on the phone.
But that's all I wanted to share.
Well, thank you for that. Stay close. That was beautiful. Okay. All right. 646-652-2711, you guys. Call in, share your thoughts. Let's keep it going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix.
Peace, how are you?
Peace, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Black.
Say it again.
Black Majesty.
Oh, okay, Black Majesty. Peace and greetings. You wanted to share something with us?
Yeah, the first date thing. My impression.
Okay. Okay.
I like going to the park. Like, if it's that person who I feel is special, I take them to the park. We got Shelly Lake over here. It's got a nice little lake. And it's got a little pass and stuff. You can run and all that sort of crap. And so take them around Shelly Lake, talk, you know, first date sort of stuff, first date conversation. Mm-hmm. And
first
then, you know,
date.
After yeah. yeah. And then afterwards, you know, go back to my place and chill in my backyard, just sit on the back porch and with the, I forgot what it's called. It's got a little umbrella on the table and got a nice little seat, sit in the shade.
A patio? No, a picnic table? No, I'm playing. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
But sit in the back and just admire nature and just have another little conversation. Just talk to each other, you know. Like, Brother I, the dude just hung up, like you said, you know, favorite color kind of conversation. You know, nice and slow. And then, like you said, you know, the next day, Like, personally, I still feel her energy. Like, she's on my mind that powerful. It's like, yeah, you know. And, you know, just think about her. Just makes you smile, you know. You know, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. That sounds beautiful. And so let me ask you, because we've been kind of talking about this. Is sex, if it goes to that level, that's okay with you two on the first date?
I don't know. Depends. Depends on the mood. I mean, personally, if I know it's her, I mean, if I get this feeling about her, then it wouldn't really matter. Because I know eventually it's going to happen. So why not just take my time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
okay.
It depends on the woman, really. I mean,
really?
If I'm with, yes, if I'm with the person I feel is, you know, the one, then I'll take my time. But on another first date, if they come on to me and things just happen. I don't know.
Y'all hear
me.
That? Y'all hear that, sisters, right? Y'all hear that? Because this is coming from a brother letting you know, if I feel she's the one, I'm going to take my time. If she's not the one, hey.
If it comes my way, I mean.
I'm just saying, sisters, y'all hear this, right? See, this is why I wanted this conversation to come out. Y'all hear this, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that, right? They talking about sitting on faces and all kinds of stuff out there. Okay, I hear y'all.
Wow.
I hear y'all. Well, thank you. You also have some poetry you want to share as well, too?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. Have no fear. The righteous one is here. You say he's conceited. No, I'm just needed. Looking down at the horizon, the only peasants to me are the fakes and wannabe snakes. Chilling to my chucks that are colored $100 bucks. Blue beanie, blue shirt, and denim shorts. Debating how I should invade. With nothing but peace and love on my mind. When you get it twisted, that's when you meet my ego. I choose not to invade, but to take what's mine. Innovate, lead, and shine. Spread love and live my life so I may live with my love in peace. She knows I'm a fun guy, mainly because I'm Moth. She calls me Pete because it's short for peace. That's it.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for sharing as well. Stay close, okay? All right. Peace. Oh, wow. You guys lit the phone lines up. That was a good one. But seriously, let me I was going to tell y'all my idea of a first perfect date. I think definitely it would have to be, I have to be mentally stimulated, I think. Conversation, we have to be able to converse with each other, be able to feel that energy and feel it sort of kind of in an authentic way. That to me is one of the sexiest things that a man can do, is really be able to hold a good conversation. Sex, that's too easy. I mean, and at this point in the game, I mean, that can be great with anyone you choose to make it great with, really, if you understand the basics. So it makes it that much more special when you understand the person that you're about to connect with and their energy, and combined with your energy coming together, that's what's taking it to the next level. If we're not able to really kind of vibe on that level where we can actually really really kind of get into the mind aspect of it, being able to get into where we can converse with each other and really kind of have that conversation and really play around with it in many different ways. And I can be myself and they can be themselves, and we can just talk about anything underneath the sun and really move that energy there. That is where it has to start. You have to be able to really kind of get me in my in the mind. You got to get me in the mind. If you can't captivate me in the mind, then the body, I don't even think I would even, you know, I'm not even going to play with you with the body. We're not going to play my body, your body. Okay, so so we're going to go to the next caller. So, yes, exactly. We're going to play some of those mental gymnastics there and really do that. yes. The brothers who sing the song Mind Sex, that's so true. It's so true. That's that portal when you're able to tap into it on a pineal, get that pineal involved into that activity and really get to moving it around. Yeah, it's some powerful stuff. It is. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Boo.
Oh, Griffin. Hello, good night.
Yes, hello, good night, Miss Blue. Actually, why I'm calling is I was saying, you know, I'm going to do a poem, not one that I've written. This was written by Louise Bennett, and it's in my local Jamaican dialect, so I will try
okay.
my best to...
No. Do give us some of that patois. We want to hear you speak it. I speak a little patois myself, man, you know.
Yeah, I heard you before, Miss Blumen. Mm.
I can understand that patois. I can get down with some patois, too, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, the poem is called No Le Cotoin. And the basis of it is like the son has come back home and the families are, you know, discussing his return. So here goes. I'm glad to see you come back, boy, but Lord, you let me down. My shame's a still and my pride just drop a groan. You mean to tell me you go to America and spend 6 whole months there and come back not one piece better? You'd go away for so long and you saw you come back same way, not one piece better, not even one little twang, your sister. Only work 1 week with American, never know. I know she talks too nice. All we have to do is just try to understand what she has said. Why you couldn't improve yourself and you get so much pay? You spend 6 months foreign and come back ugly same way. Not even like a drips his trousers and pass the rhythm court. Why not one gold teeth in your mouth or one gold teeth out your throat? Well, suppose me pass myself now and go introduce it to somebody, one stranger. Then would I say, wait, are your son this will come from America? All them would I do just laugh after me and say, a lie me, I tell. Cause this is one I look like he spend time around a mocker. No back answer me, boy. You talk too bad. Shut your mouth. All you do. I'm sorry. Let me try it again. No back answer me, boy. No back answer me, boy. You talk too bad. Shut up your mouth. And don't. I don't know how you and your pupa are going to make it out. If you want to please him, all you have to do is make him think you bring back something new. You always call him pa. This evening at dinner, you call him poo. Yes, so that's it.
Well, thank you for that, Griffin. Thank you. And Griffin, that question to you as well when it comes to that question to you as well, but I want to take it one step further because I was saying this, and I'll share my thoughts about it too. And I was saying that, you know, really it's about good conversation, and a brother kind of posed this question in the room, and he said, what if the person has the whole intelligent conversation and the connection, but what if they're horrible at sex? You know, what then? What then? So what is your thoughts about that? Are you with the conversation or it doesn't matter about the conversation? Is it just about sex? What is it? I want to hear your take on that.
Well,
to be honest with you, it's, I really can truly treasure time when you can spend with someone where you have a real good conversation, because that conversation kind of is like you get to see aspects of them that you might not see at dinner or whatever. And the conversation might be before or after sex, so that depends.
I'm not going to read what somebody said in the chat room. Well, here's what I feel. I feel that all good lovers started out as bad lovers at some point. And that's something you can learn. You can learn. If you're horrible at, or your partner feels that you're horrible at that, that's something that can be fixed. That's an easy fix. So you throw the baby out with the bathwater. So because the brother can't do it right, you throw it out, you throw it all away.
But no, everything. No, no. Let's all right.
Yaya said everyone cannot be fixed, and Esther said I'm not one. I'm not the one to teach you. You know what? Well,
yeah, it depends.
I just really think. No, seriously. I don't know. That would be very tough, I think.
Well, Ms.
I think that would be tough to throw the whole situation out to say, oh, the brother is horrible at sex. But he's great, and you're connecting with him, and you're doing all of this. No, I mean.
Well, to be honest with you, let's just be frank.
If you enjoy the person's company
and you're willing to give it that effort, by all means, do it. Because sometimes very good things, as you know, start out rough. And then at the end of the day, you're like, wow, this is how it began, and then look at us now. So, yes, you are absolutely right.
Well, here's the thing I want to...
Can you do it? I'm sorry.
Well, and that's a good point, Griffin, and this is what I want to say to sisters. This is what I want to say to you sisters. How many of you started out as excellent sex lovers? Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, really, you started out really out the box. You was a great lover out the box. You was born a good lover. That may be your interpretation of it, but I'm sure if we got them brothers, they might have said, you had
she
some
was
help
boring.
The way.
She just
yeah.
laid
you
there.
Some,
she did nothing.
Yeah, you had some help. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You had some help.
She didn't go down.
Definitely.
Or
you just came out the box sucking, licking, and doing all kinds of stuff, and that may be it. Maybe you did. If you did, then maybe you did start out just being at it, you know, being right in there. But I'm just saying. You know, I think everybody. Oh,
well, you know what,
now Esther, we're going to talk about that. Esther, wait, hold on, Griffin, because this is serious. Ooh. Esther, where you at? Because I'm about to click on you. Esther said she didn't learn from men; she learned from other things. So I want to know, what other things did you learn from?
So now we'll be going right over to Sister Esther to bring her into the forward discussion. Now, are you prepared, Miss Esther?
And good looking S said, my first teacher was great. She said, I didn't know nothing, and he taught me. So that's what I'm saying. I really would like to hear. I mean, it's an honest question. I think we're grown enough. I think we're sexy enough. We can talk about this. I see the phone lines lit up. Boy, y'all is really loving this. So I'm going to go to Esther really quick, Griffin, and thank you for calling in and sharing. Exactly, Yaya. In the beginning, everybody sucked. So why would you throw away, and not to you, Yaya, I'm saying as a collective, why would you throw away a sister, or why would you throw away a brother because they wasn't good at sex? I want to know. I want to know. That's the question. But the rest of you hold your thoughts because I'm going to get to you too. We're going to go find Esther. We got to go track her down. I see her trying to take her pumps and run the other way. But we're going to go catch her really quick. And we're going to bring her on. So
I'm blocking the door.
Griffin's at the door, and we are going to find Esther. Where are you at, Esther? Come on now. Come on. There you are. Okay, Esther. I want to know.
Oh, my God.
I want to know what others think.
Okay. So I started watching porn at a young age, and so I used to always try things that I had watched in porno.
Okay.
And I would try things on myself. And so a lot of times I would say that I was really in touch with my body and the things that kind of made me, you know, get off or however you want to call it, I was in touch with that. And then I would try things with different fruits. I used bananas. That was how I learned how to get oral sex.
Okay.
And this was something that other women, like older women, actually taught me. It wasn't something from a guy. And so I've never had a guy actually really teach me anything. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible, but typically I found that it's been me that's kind of enjoying, you know, teaching or holding it down. So that's why I said that, because the guys that I've had to come into contact with, when it comes to that part, a lot of times if they aren't up to the task or if something happens, a lot of them are not necessarily receptive to me saying to them, well, can we try this? Can we do that? I'm not saying I'm against that, but that expectation is there that they know what they're doing. That's all I'm saying.
Right. It does help when they... who is coughing?
I'm still on the line. Oh, my God.
Sorry
for that breaking touch.
Griffin, let me click you off. Well, that's good, because I wanted to know, because there are many ways, you know, I even know for myself exploring different things, there are many ways that you can learn, you know, it's not just through learning from someone teaching you or someone showing you, but in a sense, that's still someone teaching you. So learning through pornos, okay, granted, that is a way, it's a way to learn.
You can't watch too much. So I'm not, like, advocating, like, you know, that. But I will say that when I was younger, because that was just what I, you know, of course, I didn't know a lot. So I'm sitting there watching it like, oh, how she do that? Or can I move my leg like that? Or can I try that? So that type of the techniques, I think, is good. But I'm not advocating, like, trying to, you know, deal, because that's a whole other, like, box of worms right there. So
Right. But yeah. I understand what you're saying, and So now you guys know. Wow, this is just too beautiful. But yes, but no, good conversation, and I wanted to just was curious. I thought that was some of the thoughts that you would have said as well too. But I think the best thing is really just that exploration of your own body and really knowing your body and understanding that yourself.
Yes. Masturbation is key. That's what I would advocate. I think that women exploring our yonis and knowing that area and know what turns our buttons. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you don't know what pleases you, then you can be with a whole lot of men and never be pleased.
And never get pleased.
Because Yes. Because you don't know what it is to please yourself, but you can't be afraid to touch your own bodies. And I think I was talking about this on one of the shows. When you're in the shower, you should be touching your body. You should really be really connecting with yourself and really understanding that. This is about self-love. It's about understanding and not being afraid. Too many times we're afraid to put our hands on ourselves. You know, and, you know, most foreign countries, I say that, they look at what we look at in America, everybody, everything is related around sex, but yet they don't want to tell you about sex. And in foreign countries, they're very open with this. They have a lot of the new beaches, you know, not just for the act of sex, but just the sexuality of understanding. They don't necessarily separate the children, even in some of their daycare systems. When the children are playing with themselves, they don't stop the children. It's not, oh, come get little Deshaun, he over here with his hand in his pamper. They're not doing that. You know, they recognize that as, and I know Deshaun, I use your name, but, you know, they you know, they use this as really their way of expressing themselves. It is a way to express ourselves in a sexual way as well. So thank you for that share, Esther, as well. And, stay close because we may have some more questions.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you guys, we're going to continue on. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I know you guys had pressed 1, so press 1 again if I didn't get you so I can make sure that we do get you on. Or press 1 again. If you press 1 and you took yourself off, I need you to press 1 again and put yourself back on. I think area code 832, I think you have something to say, so I'm going to go back to you. 832, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Yes. It's Shaquan again. And I do have
yes, you can.
Well, first, I did kind of want to say that I agree with the when you said that deep down that people may be still dealing with some things.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. There was a point in my life I was dealing with some things, you know, and I took myself through that path. I was going down that path, and I had to learn some things. So, but I mean, I still don't disagree with having, you know, but I'm more open now to not doing it on the first date than I was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's the person's decision. If that's what they decide to do, that's what they decide to do.
Right. Of course.
But
of course, yeah.
I do completely agree with that. I mean, I was going to call in and say a lot of girls who do decide to go down that path, it is because someone somewhere has taken advantage of that child, of that person's innocence. And they're now trying to figure out how to either escape that or to cope with it. And to be honest, like me, I was looking for, you know, I was looking for that father figure, so to speak.
That's,
you know,
right. Looking for love in all the wrong places, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was just like that for me. But I don't think that where my problem is that, and society, is that you look at the girl who is the quote-unquote hoe, but you don't really know that girl's story. So there are people who sit up and they turn their nose up to these people, and they make comments that they shouldn't make because obviously they don't know what these people are going through. If you're,
and it's hard to tell a hoe, trust me, because I've seen some real conscious, sophisticated hoes, okay? It's real hard. You wouldn't call them a hoe on the onset. And then, you know, trust me, I have seen them. They doing some real hoish undercover stuff. Most hoes you wouldn't know. So, you know, and then on the other hand, you know, people want to call everything a hoe. You know, there's some people, oh, you know, I'm sure I got called a hoe. You know, I'm not even doing nothing, but I'm a hoe, you know? So, yes, you're right. People do kind of throw that word around and really just looking for a way to turn their nose up and not really understanding a person's story. And so until you've really just kind of walked in a person's shoes, you're not gonna know. So it's not even about being a hoe. And even if you choose to be that hoe and you're doing it, that is certainly your choice. Because whether you do it in the open or whether you're doing it behind closed doors, you know, just make sure you're in the energy where it's benefiting you, meaning on a mental, a spiritual, and a physical level, because it's going to impact you on all three of those levels. So if you're going to do it and that's sort of your choice, I think it's great. But you need to definitely make sure you got those three bases covered. That's the triple goddess you need to take with you. And one of them can be a hoe. Trust me. I think everybody has hoe tendencies. You know,
I think everybody does have hoe tendencies, but I do believe that, you know, a person can have been a hoe, and can also
change.
Look at another person and then turn up their nose toward, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a hoe anymore, so now I can have the right to turn up my nose towards the next person and talk about their whole insecurities, which we shouldn't, because we all have our faults. Whether it's, you know, doing that or taking part in some type of other recreational hindrance
mm-hmm.
to our spiritual self. You know,
that's
whether
true.
It's cursing.
Very good point.
Or, you know, fussing at the meter lady or getting into arguments with whomever. Either way it go, we're tearing down ourselves spiritually. It just doesn't have to be a sexual act that's gonna completely tear your whole world down.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. It certainly is. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. I know you was patiently holding the line, so thank you. You're welcome. We're going to continue. Lots of good conversation going here tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 912. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, darling. This is Yaya again.
Hey, Yaya.
Hey, baby. I wanted to go back over what we were talking about, like bad sex, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was in a situation, I was married before,
right.
And my husband at the time, he was really inexperienced. I was like the second person he had been with,
mm-hmm.
and the problems that we encountered was he wasn't very confident, period. He just wasn't
mm-hmm.
confident, and
now,
no matter how...
When you say not confident, tell me what you mean, not confident in himself or in his sexual ability?
Yes, he had a confidence problem with his self-esteem, which I wasn't aware of. I met him through Knesset or whatever, and, it's, you know, sometimes people will say, you know, once you marry somebody, it's a totally different person. And, I mean, I actually went through that. It was some things, you know, you see and you know, but, like, I mean, we never had sex before we got married. We didn't. We didn't have
right.
it before we got married. And, you know, so I didn't try before I bought it, because if I had to try it, I wouldn't have bought it. And no matter what, you know, no matter how supportive I was and guiding him and everything, he just, I mean, in his mind, it was like, you know, I'm just not doing it right. I'm like, no, forget all that. Just do this like this. And I got tired of saying do this like this. I mean, I literally felt like a Barbie doll. I have to cock my legs a certain way, and I have to do this and do that. And it was almost like work person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it put a really bad strain on the marriage, because then in his mind, if he's not satisfying me, then I must be going somewhere. It was totally not the case. You know, he
right.
couldn't see that I was just being supportive and patient. So it got pretty bad. It got pretty
mm.
bad. And other insecurities followed behind that. So that's why now, you know, I'm single. So if I choose to have sex with somebody, I mean, now I'm a serious witch nigga bitch. I'm only doing it out of, you know, magical and cosmic purposes anyway. I'm just not, like,
right.
fucking on the fly. You know, now
right.
I'm at a different
right.
point in my life. But at that time, you know, it, you know, married and everything. So I lived, and it was horrible. It really was. It was more emotionally damaging and painful than it was just simply being dissatisfied sexually.
Mm. Yeah, because that can mess you up when you're not satisfied sexually there.
I was fighting his self-esteem. I was fighting his self-esteem also. It wasn't just, you know, he wasn't
right, exactly.
I was fighting his self-esteem issues.
So do you think that if he was confident but he couldn't do it, that would have made it better?
Yeah, because I believe he would have wanted to participate more. As opposed to literally while we're, you know, trying to make love, he gives up. You know, it's a wonder I even got pregnant, but, I mean, the sperm works, it's just that the rest of the body didn't.
Okay. Well, definitely thank you for sharing that. That gives a different insight to it as well, too. You know, especially when it comes to self-esteem issues, you know. But, you know, here's a disclaimer on that. Brothers who can slang it got self-esteem issues, too.
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to nail every damn thing that ain't nailed down. They're trying to, their thing is, and sometimes men and young boys, they learn this early at the therapy practice where I work at. The therapist was telling me about this guy that used to come in with one of the patients. It was a young boy, and it was his father, and he would tell him, sitting in the damn therapy practice, the best thing you could ever do is get you a piece of pussy. That's what you want to live for. Men are saying this shit to these boys, and they're teaching them that. I have had conversations with grown men who have been molested. So they feel like they need to control a woman because their babysitter or their aunt or their grandma touched them inappropriately or did something to them.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like, well, I'm just going to smash and demolish every woman because I don't trust any woman.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's an issue with brothers too. I don't necessarily think that if just because you're a good lover, you don't have problems.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't think that.
Yeah, it comes out in different ways. Yeah.
Mhm. I don't think. But yeah. But very interesting point. Very good point as well too. And so.
Thank you, honey.
So the brother in the room said, so do you want us to be good at it or not? So which one is it? Do you want us to be? Well, of course. You know, I think definitely we want you to be good at it. I think we want you to be balanced at it, you know,
yes.
Just like you would want us to be balanced at it as well, too. So, you know,
right,
it's not going to be perfect.
Myself, right. I wouldn't want you to touch me. I wouldn't want you to look at me. You know, so I'm not going to be there for you sexually. I'm not going to perform well either.
Right.
That's what you
so
said.
It goes both ways. I mean, I think it goes both ways. We want you to be balanced, but I'm just saying, you know, that it's not just about who can slang it the best, that somehow, now, does it give you an edge? I think we all can agree it does have its advantages to it, you know, but it's not the cure-all.
Yeah, but slanging, like dead, what I call dead dick, like earlier we were talking about good conversation and the things that we like on the first date and things that attract us to a person that we feel like we want to bond to, that thankfully I don't attract dead dick anymore because I'm not dead.
What is dead? What is a dead lingam? What's that?
Dead dick is basically what you mentioned earlier about guys who just want to just screw anything and everybody. And I'd have to tell a neighbor of mine, found out her daughter had sex for the first time, and she was just so distraught about it. And I had told the young lady, I said, well, baby, you're young, you don't understand what you have between your legs, you know. But it's your vagina is so important that niggas will say or do anything to get it. This fool told this girl that he loved her, the girl that was pulling her friend that helped set up the little thing, put the business out on Facebook. Yeah, she screwed the boy. I mean, the girl got messed over pretty bad. So
yeah, well,
I'm trying
you do know that that's happening in the conscious community too, right? That ain't just happening with young sisters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And...
Yeah, you know, a whole church sister and goddess this and yoni that
well,
and black
they,
goddess
they,
and, yeah.
They not even saying whole tap.
Oh, well, I'm
just saying.
They got all kind of game, yeah.
Exactly, yes. But thank you for calling. I see everybody else waiting, but
thank you
so much.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I want to address that too. There's a brother in the chat room. He said, I'd rather take my chances of being a beast in the bed rather than lame. If it means I got issues, then I will accept those. And I think that's the best place to go. Yeah, you do need to kind of own it. You do need to come with a little bit of confidence. I don't think there's any woman out there, and I can't speak for all, but I'll say for myself, I don't want to be in the bed and feel like I'm laying next to my sister. I don't want to feel that. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to understand why you over there and you acting like you don't know what, you know, what's really going on here. I really don't want to feel like I'm sitting in the bed with my sister and we watching a movie and you trying to look at me and I'm looking at you and you, you know, you squimming and, you know, I don't like that. But anyway, to each his own. There you go. Yin, yin, not a good look. Not a good look at all. That's right. That's right. We need to get some yin and yang, some Tefnut and Shu, you know, some Newt and Geb. Yeah, some of that blow your back out action, you know, every now and again, you know, hey, you know, it is what it is. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 484. You're live in the remix. Please tell us.
Hello.
Yes, greetings to you.
Greetings. This is Shalonda. I'm 84 Fancy in the chat room, and I was calling initially for the whole first date thing.
Okay.
Well, I was just saying it would be definitely, like, adventurous. I don't want to go to dinner and a movie. That's boring. That's
isn't that so lame? Isn't that, like, please don't do that to me.
And once you say that, I don't even want to know. Like, I'm good. Don't even waste my time. So something adventurous. Go to, like, a park or a street fair or something where we could just talk and you get to really feel what that person is about.
Exactly. So, I like that. I'm all for that, too. Matter of fact, we can be somewhere where there's nothing else going on. Nothing, no distractions. We could be in the park. We could be talking. That could be cool. But don't take me to dinner. Don't do that. And definitely don't take me to a movie because we're not talking at all. We're watching a movie. I ain't
trying
to do that.
That's so
stupid. That's first grade. That's first grade.
Yeah.
That's first grade. That's the first grade. Not creative. I'm a real creative girl, so you got to, you know, come with it, you know. I won't say that on the air, but you know what I'm talking about, Shalonda. Yeah, we're right there.
Before I go, I just want to say thank you. I'm also Malia's mom, and you did the Baby Lotus reading. And for everybody else, y'all should really get that for your kids because it helps you tune in and it helps with the child rearing and stuff like that. So definitely, thank you.
I love doing her Baby Lotus. She's such an amazing baby. I had so much fun with it. I'm glad. And she's around some powerful energy and, you know, definitely starting with you, her mother, and just that lineage that she has around her. So definitely keep in touch. I want to hear about all of the Baby Lotuses because they are amazing. And so I'm so glad that that worked for you. So peace and love.
All right. Same. Good night. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Oh, that was sweet. We're going to go to the next caller, you guys, calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Ms. Buddhist Clarence? West Philly.
Oh, greetings to you, Clarence. West
Philly. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the first date. Yeah, absolutely not. No sex on the first date if it's on a spiritual level, right? I don't think so.
You said what now?
I said absolutely no sex on a first date if it's on a spiritual level.
Okay, y'all hear this, sisters. Y'all hear this. Because, you know, they all talking about, hey, it's what, you know, we can do it. So So I hear that.
It all depends if they like, if they don't know, like, nobody catching feelings and, like, y'all was having, like, sexual magic or something, and, like, y'all was just doing something like that. But if it was, like, I don't know, like, they planned on being together, then that's kind of, like, a different story because the male might get insecure because, you know, males deal with insecure issues. So he might be like, did she have sex with somebody else on the first date? Want to start asking you a bunch of questions. And you don't even want to take it there with that boy. Like, you don't even, if that's how you think, like, and like, another first date. Like, if something embarrassing happened on the first date, you could tell how that person responds to it. Like, if they laugh about it, like, say, like, if the person tripped or something like that, and, like, and they got an attitude just because they tripped, you might have giggled a little bit because it might have been a little funny. Like, that's all a little test, too. Like, if something embarrassing happened, and you take that,
right,
you can laugh that off. Like, yo, I just fell. That's crazy. And keep it moving, wipe it off, and still have fun for that day. You know what I'm saying? That's like that's always a blessing. That's always good. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes. I think you're dead on with that. I definitely can agree with you on that. Some of the brothers and surprisingly some of the sisters on the phone, you know, they don't agree with that. They think, hey, let's have sex on the first date.
If they're going to do that, then, you know. But I'm saying
that's
me personally,
right.
That's my personal opinion. Like,
exactly.
Because I feel like the energy would be even better. Like, if you go home and just go home and, like, talk about that day and talk about what y'all going to do. That's even better because that get into your mind even more. Now you playing with your mind even more. Like, but and then it'd be crazier when y'all finally do that. Like, so sometimes waiting a little better, that's just how I feel for me. Like.
Yeah, you know, I think it is the energy, sexual energy is very important when it comes to a relationship. That's without question.
Right.
The physical act of sex really.
It takes away the imagination now.
Yeah, that's right. It really is about 10%. And like I said, again, I've seen so many sisters, they play that game, they play that tough game of we can do this, and I see so many brothers play that tough game as well. But at the end of the day, when they're left all alone and they have to deal with those issues, it's a lot of pain that this has caused our people, it's caused our children, and it's caused us. You know, it's a lot of babies being born out of relationships that there is no more connection, unfortunately. That's just real talk. A big part of it, nobody came back here to be so spiritual that they're not here. So it's energy that you can definitely play around with. We know it can build and we know it can destroy. And we've seen it do both, you know. Whether you conscious or not, that don't have nothing to do with anything. It really has a lot to do with what's going on your mental state and in your foundation. So, you know, you want to play with that, you know, play with it. I say go for it. If you can do it, then do it. I think it's great. If you can do it and you can stay balanced in your mind, your body, and your spirit, then I say go for it. But if you can't, then don't play with it. Too many people coming down with different diseases.
Right.
Too many people coming down with things we say don't exist in the conscious community, but you're walking around with these things. Too many of our babies are coming down with things, trying to figure out where they got that from. You understand? So much of that is going on. And yet, we still want to say that we're conscious, but we want
to
get down. Like,
Ms. Blue, I'm about to share a deep story with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm on a certain level that I can express this. But my
let me say this, and I hope that they call in. I want you guys to discuss this. It ain't got nothing to do with your zodiac sign. If you really think that your zodiac sign going to protect you on what you can handle and what you can't, you're fooling yourself. Because I could tell you a little bit of everybody's zodiac sign that got a little bit of weaknesses in there, and that ain't the give all. That ain't the save all. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I want to share a story with the callers and everybody up here. Like, my first time ever having sex, I caught STD. I caught syphilis or whatever. I got rid of that the next week right after that. But it was all off peer pressure. I never even had sex. I was in the seventh grade, and I was with some girl. I didn't know she was a hoe. She was one of the smartest girls in the class. One of the smartest girls in the class.
Right.
And my man, he was like, yo, let's go over her crib, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He had a condom. I didn't, because I wasn't even having sex, honestly. You know what I'm saying? And I caught an STD from her. And I told my mom every time I went to the bathroom, like, yo, mom, my pee burning. She's like, I'm taking you to the doctor. I got to quit her dog or whatever. But that's what made me think even more, like, to be even on a more conscious level as far as my body. Like, because I basically had sex off peer pressure. And I didn't even know what I was doing. It was peer pressure.
Right.
Like, you had sex. I'm cool just like them. Like, you ain't having sex? I'm like, yeah, I'm having sex. When in there, I didn't know what I was doing, and I caught something. I don't even think I put it in. It was like on her juices or something. Like, because I don't even think I put it in. It's crazy.
My
first time ever having sex. That's what made me more conscious than a lot of people, like, as far as my body. But, you know, you still do stuff that you regret, like, but that's just how it is.
Right.
Like, that's why you got to be more conscious and more spiritual and realize what you're really doing, like. And I'm young. I'm 26. When I was 24, I was saying sex was overrated. Like,
yeah, and you know, that's a very honest point, and I thank you for coming real and being honest, because most people won't say that, even though they've dealt with all of these same issues and some that are much, much worse than that. And then some people were saying, you know, bungee jumping without any protection and things like this. But, okay. It depends on what level you're trying to go in at sex. We were talking about more than just sex. We're talking about really having an intimate relationship, a sacred union with someone that you're really wanting to care about and be with. We're not just talking about going out there and doing that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I really, really, I can tell you, I know some people who are perfectly matched for each other when you begin to look at it all across the board and things happen. So, again, this really, we have free will here. There is nobody here controlling you. No stars, no moons, none of that. I don't submit to any of that. I submit to my own will. The goal is to rise above those type of things, to understand the sciences that our ancestors left for us and begin to rise above that. If I start my day out as a dog, at the end of the day, all I can be is a dog. The goal is to be beyond that point, to recognize it, understand what it is, and know that I'm all of those things. I'm the good, the bad, I'm all of it. I'm taking it all, both with me. The goal is not to get locked in and not to let those things begin to control you. Because when you do, that's where somebody can set you up for failure. They can set you up and tell you, we're supposed to be together because this is what this happened and that happened, so we're meant to be together. You end up being together. I know many of these stories. I deal with these things in sessions. The sister comes back and says, well, why would he tell me we meant to be together, show me this and show me we're supposed to be together, and now I'm walking around with a disease I can't get rid of. Come on now. So that's supposed to be her faith? No, I don't think so. Let's be smarter than that. If you want to play, I say play. But we're not playing right now. We're talking some real grown folks talk, and a lot of people can't handle that. They want to stay in their realities, and they want to stay where they are, and they get to do that. You get to do that. But if you want to take away something that's going to be valuable for you, I'm going to tell you to open both your eyes and not just your legs. Because that ain't going to get you nowhere. Male, female, number, no number, money, no money. Mama said, daddy said, all of that. At the end of the day, you have free will. That's what everybody on this planet has, free will.
Right.
Don't blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on your zodiac sign. Don't blame it on what somebody told you, your number and his number lined up. Don't blame it on what you got told. Don't blame it on your pendulum. Don't blame it on the cards you picked up. Blame it on yourself. Blame it on yourself, because everybody got free will. And so nobody came back to be so spiritual that you ain't human. That go for myself and that go for everybody else. Nobody is so spiritual till they can't be human. That's absolutely crazy. If you think that, then you don't even, you in the wrong space and time. You might as well do what you need to do so you can move on to bigger and better things. But this is really some things that is coming up a lot. Those brothers and sisters who actually begin to, that are doing this kind of work that I do, that's doing readings, we are talking about it more and more. It's happening. It's happening. Karma, you ain't your karma. We know people, karma don't even work that way. And yes, I'm pulling stuff out the chat room because I think it's something that needs to be talked about. Karma don't even work that way. It don't even work that way. So stop it. Karma works how you feel. There has been cases where people who have had stuff, knew they had it, went around giving it to all of these damn people. Those people are dead. They ain't dead. So you can say to yourself, we can look at anything on a level of karma and say, yeah, but that person walking around, he happy. Now he talking about, I ain't got that no more. I'm good. No, that ain't karma. That's your free will. Understand it. This is what Know Your Magic is all about. This is what Brother Bobby Hemmett speaks about. This is what Brother Panic speaks about. And everybody else, myself included. It's about being able to move across that. You get a chance to not agree with it if you don't want. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. If karma was going to F you up, all of us would have been F'd up for the choices we made and what others thought about those choices. And I'm talking about our spiritual bloodline. I'm talking about those who came before us. So it ain't no karma. Karma ain't working with you like that. We all have our own issues that we must deal with, that we came back to deal with. You understand? We have those issues, and it's about your free will. It is. Do you have an issue to begin to look at it, but it doesn't go down to that one thing? There is not one deciding factor that someone gets judged on when you come here. Karma is not the only thing, because I could take your ass in a meditation right now and you can erase some of that karma. It's been done, not by me, but by many others. You don't believe it? You ask them. They'll tell you. Karma says that every black person on this planet should have been dead by now. That's what karma says. You are not your DNA. If I can speak the words of Queen Afua, you are not your DNA. You ain't got to be that. Your DNA says as a black man, you are not supposed to be living past the age of 16. So when they was doing the Tuskegee experiment on our black brothers, giving them syphilis and all these different diseases, that was their karma? I don't think so. Recognize it's some real science out there, but don't throw these words around and have people in a state of confusion behind some BS, behind some pure BS. Educate your mind and recognize that you got a body to protect, you got a spirit to protect, and you got a mind to protect. And if it happened to you, then maybe you need to come see me, because I can help you work through some of your karma. It really upsets me to a point, and I don't get upset too much, but when I see my brothers and sisters struggling, and I know your ass is struggling, and I'm not talking just on a financial situation, but I'm talking about struggling mentally. And we play with these words, and we say we got it, and we can do this, and we can sleep with this person, and we can do this, and we don't care about that. But then behind closed doors, you're somewhere ready to cut your wrist, or you're somewhere mistreating your damn children, or you're not paying attention to them because your ass is always online, and you doing stuff you ain't got nothing, no business doing. Because you out here trying to figure out your own damn life. So you don't have time for your babies. You don't have time for the men in your life. You don't have time for that woman in your life. Hold on a second, because somebody don't want to be here, and I just need to help them real quick, fast, in a hurry. There we go. So I say that with love, and I say that there is time to play. There's time to have a good conversation. There's time to talk about the woo-woo. Anybody who knows me know I'm a woo-woo girl. I love the woo-woo. But then there is times that we have to get down and dirty, and we have to get into this physical level, and we have to begin to understand what it is that you're really dealing with. This is real talk. Again, I'm not telling you what somebody told me. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know, because I see it every single day. And people are coming to me, and they are hurting, and they are in pain. And then suddenly they go to somebody else, or they talk to somebody. Oh, that ain't real. You ain't really got that. Okay, let's keep playing with that. Yes, things start in the mind. We know that you can manifest good things and bad things, and you can do that in your mind. And laws of attraction gone bad is that everything that happens to you is your damn fault. No, some of it is just because your ass is stupid and you not paying attention. And then some of it ain't got nothing to do with you. That's what happens. So it's not about flattering yourself thinking that everything in this damn world got something to do with you. Some of it does, and some of it is just because you are human and you are on this earthly plane. So now, now that we said that, because I really wanted to be really clear with that, is that take care of all three levels of yourself. Your mind, your body, and your spirit. Take care of it. That's a part of your responsibility. Not just to sit on your mama's couch, your daddy's couch, and just study and study and study and study. No, 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 no. Take care of all of you. Every single part of you. Don't get locked into nothing. Study it all, but keep it moving. That's the best words that was given to me. And those words were given to me from Brother Bobby Hemmett. Those words was also given to me from Brother Panic and many others. Those words were also given to me in pain that told me, keep it moving. To keep it moving. So that's what I tell you guys. Keep it moving. Don't get locked in. Don't get confused. Don't get yourself twisted over something you don't have to be twisted over. It's not about being perfect, because there's no such person that is perfect. It's not about that. But when it comes to playing around with your sexual parts, and you think that somehow that it's some shit out here that's going to save you, you might want to be your own twin flame. That's a question that I got the other day. How do you know when you meet your own twin flame? And some of you may have remembered when that came on the show. You better be your own first twin flame first. That's what you better be. Be yourself twin flame. Then begin to look for somebody else. It's a lot of sick folks out here. And I'm not talking about sick in the cough, in the sneeze kind of way. I'm talking about mentally sick. And they're doing a whole lot of damage to a whole lot of folks. Some folks are being damaged and they don't even know it yet. It's not up to me to tell you. That's not my place. It's not your mama's place. You looking for your daddy, for that to be your daddy's place. It's not your best friend's place. It's not none of their places. And very good point. It is very scary when you're in a monogamous relationship. You're right when it happens, because it can happen in any of those. I know some people being traumatized as in a polygamy relationship. Go figure that. So, you want to play? I say play. I love to play. And anybody who knows me know I love to play. But take care of your mind, take care of your body, and take care of your spirit. the greatest question that had been left for us was to know thyself, because at the end of the damn day, that's all you're going to have, and that's all you're going to be able to save is your damn self. You ain't going to be able to save nobody else. You're right. The physical attraction gone bad, you know? Mm-hmm. That is it. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to really, if we're going to build together and we're going to work together and we're going to do things together, then let's be real about it. We got 36 seconds. I guess we're going into overtime. 646-652-2711. You need to get on the line if you want to call in, and I'm done. I'm not going to say no more. I'm not going to say no more, but I just wanted to get that out. That's it. And so peace and love to you guys. Much love, warm spirit. You guys keep doing what you do. No, I don't want to scare you. I don't want to scare you. But no, I don't want to scare you guys. That's not my intention. I just want to keep it real, as y'all say. So we're going to keep the conversation going. We're in the after hours. So let's see. Download. Download. Don't forget to download. We're gonna go to the phone lines. I'm kind of done saying where did Clarence? Did you hang up? Clarence, if you're still on the line, press 1. Clarence Dunn hung up the phone. I forgot he was on the phone. I forgot Clarence was on the phone. I think I hung up on Clarence. Let me go to the caller. Calling in from area code, I think it's 904. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is the eye guard again. Miss Blue, you just went in so hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. and it wasn't definitely my intention to do that. It wasn't, you know, but I
totally needed.
I just think we needed to have that conversation at that time. Let me tell everybody, peace and love. If you like the show, like it on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness. It's Blue.
If you like it, like it.
Oh, I was going to go. The first date thing I had remembered. That's right.
Hold on.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay, go ahead. Somebody call me. I was going to try to bring them on.
Oh, you could do that. You want me to just fall back and you get Clarence?
No. That's it.
Oh, it's all good.
I told them to call in, so it's still people on the line, but go ahead.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I needed that. I know a lot of other people that needed that. I was getting, like, inboxes from people that was like, questioning the stuff that was going on. I was like, yo, because, yeah, for real, man, they put it in a room. They said, Tamarcus said it, the puzzle master, that karma is the new sin. They just want to, man, y'all niggas is trying to just trap niggas into different paradigms, into different little realms. You just won't let niggas be free and be them damn selves.
Yeah.
Willie D said, you got to let a hoe be a hoe. And she likes sucking dick. She likes sucking dick. That don't make her a bad person. I would like to meet her. So,
wow.
I'm sorry. That was real fucking man bullshit. But, yo, I was keeping 100, though. I was going to say about the first date thing. Don't fall into that. You OG, so, you know. You got the way you set it up, so you do it the way you do it, but just for the younger sisters, I know it might be some sisters 22, 23 years old in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was married. I'm not married anymore, but me and my wife had sex on the first date. We was married for 10 years. So,
it can happen.
If it feels right, go with it. If it don't feel right, don't. And that's the damn bottom line. Don't be, this shit feel right, but because somebody
somebody told you something about something else, it's fucking you
right.
all up in the head. And then you know what I'm saying? You miss out, man. You miss out on some stuff. Well, you might not miss out. It was never for you in the first place, but damn, you're going to look down the road and you're going to see him with some other chick and he holding the doors open and, you know what I'm saying? And all that stuff, like, man. Could have been.
Yes. But I think, you know, and I would say the same thing. I mean, the world, we know it, is a very different place. I know that when I was coming up, it's a very different place. And we are dealing with much, much different energy, probably even than when you and your wife met about 10 years ago and were together the first night and slept together. Not that it can't happen now. I think that it is truly, truly possible, especially if the right people come together. You know, if they come together, their energy, and really what it comes down to is your intentions. Mm-hmm. You know, really your intentions.
That's what I wanted to say. Because, honestly, I mean, all guys want to get it on the first date. But,
right.
we all do. So, I mean, some of us, we can act like we can sing the song that my man was singing in the room because he got scared and something like that. And I understand fear is a good part. That's a good thing. Fear is a healthy thing, man. Listen, fear is a natural instinct. That's some shit like, you know, fire is hot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as the waiting or not waiting, everybody you ain't linking up with, to become your soulmate and you're one and only to complete.
Oh, no.
So y'all can fill
it up
into,
you don't even want that. You don't
together. Some people, y'all
right.
linking up together for some... You know, like, I ain't trying to marry the girl at McDonald's, but we got a relationship, you know what I'm saying? She knows that I like four sugars, and she know I like two creams, and we talk, and I smile. I don't wear the McDonald's. I'm using this as a total metaphor.
Right,
I know
y'all
niggas
right.
be tripping
you.
Over stuff like that, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't even trip over none of that stuff. But,
no,
you know, it is what it is. So, I mean, if you went with somebody and the energy's right and the time is right and all that, you know what I'm saying? Protect yourself spiritually and physically. When you're dealing
that's
with
people, right.
you know what I mean? At all times. So we all bumping around,
because
especially in this conscious movement. We're so excited to see a nigga that's reading a book like we're reading. It's like all men, just as soon as you meet them.
Exactly.
Like,
and you know what?
It's so few of us.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. And here's the thing. Even if the intentions start out right, there's one thing that cannot be denied here, and that's everybody gets free will. And with that free will, at any given moment, we get the right to change our mind.
Right.
And some people can't deal with the fact that
you was cute to me 4 years ago, yo.
But you're not no more.
I was trying to get on my nerves. And I don't feel like I really necessarily need to stick around because you're really pissing me off right now. You know what I'm saying? So, and then that's when you get, you know, you get abusive relationships. You get kids growing up watching parents sleeping on different beds in different rooms, don't talk to each other. There's people just stretching their life out just because they don't want everybody else to look at them like there's something wrong with them. Oh, wow, I can't believe you got a divorce. I'm like, well, I just wasn't feeling the ass no more. I just wasn't. I couldn't
fake it. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard. I faked it for a while, but I just couldn't fake it. I'm not good at faking it. I'm really not good. If I like you, you'll know. If I don't, you definitely know too.
Right.
You definitely know. You will not be hearing from me.
You know, but it's true. You know, everybody has free will, and they reserve the right to change their mind. And so, unfortunately, sometimes that can go really, really bad in some cases. You would hope that if it is somebody that you feel you have sort of a soul connection to, that this can be done in somewhat of a civil way. But oftentimes we are taught by nature. We're taught. When I say by nature, I'm talking about around us, the nature of how we grew up in that capacity, that we destroy whatever we're leaving so we can move on to something new. And I see this so many times that that's what a person will do. So whether it's a friendship, whether it's an intimate relationship, they try to destroy it because they don't never want to see themselves turn back to it. And to me, that's very weak. It's weak.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
That's weak.
That's exactly what I was like, listen, I would like for us to be civil. I would like for us to just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just growing apart. I'm on something different. I know you're on your church thistle right now, and I was heavy into the church with you, but I am not with that no more. And you throwing my books out ain't going to fly, yo. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not comfortable in the house, and I know how dogmatic you are with your religious shit, even though it wasn't really that deep. I actually pulled you into the church, even though you were the Christian and I was the heathen or whatever, but I'm the one that led spiritually in that area because I'm a damn spiritual being, but I didn't need the church to be spiritual, but it was just here. You know what I'm saying? So, and I needed some sort of spiritual outlet, and we attracted to that. I was listening to somebody talk, I think it was Hagen's, I think it was Ray Hagen's, talking about how much of a spiritual people we are, and that's why the best thing to entrap us with is religious shit, because we'll fall right for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything super religious, niggas is down. Hebrew, more,
well, you know,
all that shit.
But religion is really, we can make getting up in the morning a religion, you know, how
right.
you do it.
Right.
It's how you're being bounded by something. So it can come on in so many different ways. And I'm laughing at Rising Sun. But I'm going to go on, stay close.
All right, Mr. Blue, I appreciate y'all taking
that
much time. You went in because you did it again, too, because I didn't know what I was going to say. I pressed the button, and then you went in. And then I was gone. But appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Next caller. Holla.
Okay. All right. Peace. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Erica 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings and delicious evening, day, morning, or night to you, Miss Blue.
Greetings to you.
You know who I be, right?
Yes, I know who you be.
Sister, I just want to say all thanks and praise. Look, I don't do the church thing, but if I did that sermon that you just gave, sister,
no.
I would have stood up and gave like one of them little dances they give. You know what I mean? That's
all I'm saying. Yeah, I understand.
And I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, hey, may everybody find what they need and need what you find.
That's right.
And you don't need no
That's
disclaimer
right.
for what you put out, sister. We know who we with. We in the
That's
remix,
right.
babe.
That's true. And sometimes I get remixed, okay?
Let me put this brown drink down right quick. You know what I mean? But, Sister Blue, I don't know how much time we have. Do we have time for me like, to drop a little
mm-hmm.
something?
We sure do, because we got 47 minutes, so yes.
Ow. Okay. This piece is kind of like it's paying homage to what you dropped to everybody, your wonderful, delicious, spiritual enlightenment, you know, stuff that you can, like, you know, when they say don't leave home without it, the MasterCard, American Express,
right.
No, I don't leave home without that message that you just dropped, for real. So this piece is called Caged Freedom, okay? Caged Freedom. All right, you know? So it's like, okay. Caged freedom is a free bird's paradise. Caged freedom is a free bird's paradise. I hear the caged bird sing. I see the free bird cry. I used to ask myself why, oh, why. You see the caged bird is free. Why the free can't escape. He free flying while dying, wishing to be caged. That's how it be sometimes. That's how it be sometimes. That's how it be when you think your ass see, but your ass be blind. And I'm just going to, you know, leave it there, Miss Blue.
Wow.
And I'll see you the rest a little later on. You feel? You can get that on CD, baby, a little later on. You know what I mean?
Oh, that is so beautiful, and I love your music, and I love your song. Thank you so much. I know you put one on my Facebook wall, so I want you to give out how people can connect with you and all of your beautiful tones and your vibrations and everything that you're doing, because I love it. It is amazing.
Oh, Miss Blue, you're making my eyes wet right now. Look at you. I'm going to hold off on the info for a minute because I want to, you know, I'm still like in the lab right now. So I want to make sure when I bring to all my people, my universal brothers and sisters and brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? My blue-eyed soul force and all that. All one love, you know.
I want to make sure
yes.
I come correct. But you
yes.
gonna get it first, sister. You feel?
Oh,
you
yes.
Sister, you and Sister Monya. I'm gonna sign
oh,
off, Miss Blue, and I'm gonna keep listening to you.
Yes. Okay. Well, peace and love. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. You can still keep listening. Beautiful. That sister is amazing, you guys. Cannot wait until she drops it. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 312. You're live in the remix. This is Esther again.
Yes, me. Oh, that was hot. I wanted to say that was real hot, Queen D. I love that song.
Yes.
But I was
yes.
calling for something else, and I just
totally forgot. I'm sure it was after I was speaking.
I remember. I was calling about your sermon, as we have so eloquently named it.
Yes. Don't call it a sermon. Don't call it a sermon, please. Don't. I don't want to be doing sermons.
I think it really like it struck a nerve with me because it you were saying stuff that was really true, and I think that when you're talking about dealing with these relationships, it's kind of like we have to really just be honest with ourselves, and I think that was
right.
like something that for me it's very easy to say that, but it's very hard to do that because when you be honest with yourself, like sometimes you have to admit, okay, I fucked up or I shouldn't have done
right.
that or
right.
this was too fast or, you know, this didn't work or whatever it is, and it really makes
yes.
you take responsibility and accountability for what it is that you've done and try to change it so that you don't do it anymore. And so going through that process can be very difficult, and it's so easy for us to fall back on our, you know, comfort zone, on the things that we're used
right.
to. And so if you're used to having sex or you're used to kind of getting it the way you want it or just whatever it is that's safe, we tend to go back to that safe zone. And so when you were kind of saying that, I was just thinking, like, yeah, it's very true, and it's, you just have to be real with yourself, and that's something that's very
right.
difficult for all of us to do. So
it is.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is. And just you know, I thank you that was received, because that was sort of my intention behind that. So you're definitely the confirmation for that. And not us go fall on these things of saying, well, you know, blow it off by saying, oh, well, it's because I was a Virgo and he was a Scorpio and we don't get along, or
mm-hmm.
it's because I'm an air sign, or and I'm, of course, I'm taking these certain elements and saying them because these are some of the things that came up that I could see in the chat
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
And it's saying certain things like, oh, it's because of my karma, or, oh, it's because of what my mama did or my daddy did. You know, that gives you an scapegoat. What about you had your own damn free will
mm-hmm.
and you made some choices? How about that? Because, see,
yeah.
if you're holding yourself accountable and you're holding yourself responsible, then you don't get to hide behind those things. You know,
yeah.
it's real easy
yeah.
for me to say, well, this relationship didn't work because now that I'm doing his numbers and my numbers, they don't match up. Stop it. You're playing with yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You're really playing with yourself right now, because if that was so much of an issue with you, then let those numbers lead your whole life. Don't get up. Don't breathe. Don't eat. Don't wear those clothes. Don't do nothing. And
yeah,
let
what
the numbers
you
tell
for?
You to do it.
What are
you
here
you know?
For if
that,
you got
that's
the numbers?
That's the oldest trick. That's what people did with the Bible. They pulled out what they wanted and they threw away what they didn't. So we've been through that story. We've been through that game, most of us. We take what we want and we leave out what we don't. But here what I was saying was take a look at yourself.
Yeah.
You understand? See
yeah.
what role
yeah.
you play in it. There's going to be certain roles you play, and there's other roles that really don't flatter yourself either. It don't have nothing to do with you. Is there a lesson to be learned? Hell, anybody can learn a lesson from anything. Ask a man who walked out in the middle of the railroad tracks and got his legs cut off. He learned the lesson.
Yes.
You understand? He learned the lesson. Uh-huh, he can learn a lesson
yes.
from that. Ask the brother that got slapped last week for trying to fill on somebody's booty. He learned the lesson.
Absolutely. It's true.
You understand?
Very
but
true.
I'm not going to sit before anybody and tell them that I think that I am so important that every damn thing that happens in this world has somehow got something. I'm the cause of everything.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. My free will stops where someone else's free will begins. And everybody has free will, and people are entitled to change their mind. That's just the bottom line. We don't like it. Sometimes it's not good. We can call them all kinds of names and say all kinds of things about them, but what are we saying about ourselves? You understand? Because where's my responsibility in this as well? Did I drop the ball somewhere? Am I taking care of my mind, my body, and my spirit? Am I doing that? Or am I somehow in a relationship with somebody with low self-esteem because my ass got low self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So this is what I'm saying, is that when we begin to look into this magical mirror,
mm-hmm.
are we truly seeing a reflection, or do you got a hole there and you looking through the damn mirror?
Yeah.
Is it always somebody else's fault why your shit ain't right? Seriously. Like,
yeah.
I want to meet you, like, on a face-to-face basis and get with you. Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Everybody fall? My mama always told me everybody can't be wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. Everybody can't be wrong all the time.
That's
sometimes,
right. And when you see these patterns and patterns and patterns going on, I know for me what I begin to check is the mind, the body, and the spirit. What's going on there? Not with
Absolutely.
You, because I can stay in your damn world all day and get twisted, get in a circle jerk. You can have me going up and down. You could have me liking myself one day, hating myself the next, because I'm
Absolutely.
In your world. And I don't have
Absolutely.
No business there. I need to bring myself back to the middle, as NDRE says, and I need to check my triple goddess.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I need
yeah.
to check. The mind, the body, and the spirit. That's who I need to check. I can't worry about what you got. Because your circle jerk jerks real hard. And I don't know if you guys ever seen somebody trying to walk a dog that's not obedient. And they got to keep
yes.
jerking that chain. And the dogs start going around in the circle. That's called the circle jerk. The
yes.
owner is circle jerking that dog. And eventually...
Yes.
Eventually, what happens is the damn dog realizes, wait a minute, I'm going in a circle and you jerking me. Let me stop. Whatever I'm doing, let me stop. That's how the dog get out the circle jerk.
Yes, that's right.
But many of us is sitting somewhere being circle jerk with all of these people, with all of these temperaments. One day they on, the next day they ass off, and they don't know how to be cut back on. That's
mm-hmm.
just too much, way too
it
much.
Is.
Let me try to figure out where I'm circle jerking myself. Because I can control that. I'm not going to keep jerking my neck and realize
yep.
that it hurts.
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point, you got to stop the circle jerk. At some point, you got to stop it. I'm watching a dog one day, and the owner is just jerking the dog, and the dog is, like, trying to turn around. The owner jerking him again. He's going around in the circle. And I said, wow, that poor dog is in a circle jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's actually a perfect analogy. It's a perfect analogy because
you know,
what you said, when you stop the dog eventually is like, okay, I'm busy. Let me sit my ass down. This is
yeah.
not working.
I'm tired of going around in the circle, and I'm tired of you jerking on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
The dog should call his lawyer because he got a good case. He ain't got no case because they're going to ask him, why are you in the circle jerk? Not
why
you getting jerked.
Why did you keep going? Why did you keep going?
Why you keep jerking? What you jerking for? You doing it. The owner ain't doing nothing. The owner is doing what an owner is supposed to do, jerk you.
Wow.
The owner is doing its job. the dog is trying not to do his.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you find yourself in a circle jerk, ask yourself, are you where you at? Because you need to be in your own circle where you the owner. Because then
yes,
nobody can.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you something else, and I'll just go to this, and I'm going to go to the next caller. But I'll say this. One of the greatest gifts that I was able to give myself is to be happy and be with me. Not be alone, because I'm never alone, but I'm happy with me, with just me. It requires nothing else.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's natural to want to have these things and talk. Of course, that's natural. But to really get out there and just to be forcing something, no. I'm okay with being by myself. I learned that a long time ago. I'm cool with that, you know. That's one of the things that Anthony taught us in his thought. If you cool, I'm cool. I'm cool. If you cool, I'm cool. Okay, check it out. And I'm not cool because you cool. I'm going to be cool regardless.
Regardless, exactly.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. Learn how, yes, as they're saying in chat, learn how to be your own best company first.
Yep.
Because before you can be company to somebody else, you got to really be honest and say, are you your own best company? Some of us aren't good friends to our damn selves, but we expect other people to be friends to us. You ain't good
That's
to
right.
yourself. So
That's
how you
right.
expect somebody else to be good to you? So I just wanted to say that. Thank you for calling in. Esther, stay right there. We're going to go to the next caller. 484, you're live in Remix.
Hi, Miss Blue, it's Shalonda calling back in.
Hey, Shalonda.
How are you? Hey, Esther, I hate you.
Hey.
I was calling when you, I got, and then Yaya had mentioned divorce, and I'm divorced as well. And it's so interesting because
you're not alone, baby girl.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting on that point. And then when he was saying how, like, people expect you, like, when I talk about my ex-husband, they're like, you don't hate him? I'm like, no. Like, we both.
Right.
Just when, you know, as time went on, we kind of just sat there one day on the couch and was like, this ain't working, you know? And, you know, it could be like that. And it was just real interesting to hear other people just talking about it. Definitely. So that's why I was just calling to share that.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. You stay right there, okay?
No problem.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Bird. This is Kalimar.
Hey, Kalimar.
I just want to say thank you for, you know, what you shared with us, because it brought back a lot of memories. And like Shalonda said about being divorced, and of course, I'm divorced.
Right.
And I have no problem, you know, being divorced. I'm very happy being with me, myself, and I. You know, and
yes.
You know, I realize that a lot of people, they're not used to being alone. There's a difference between being lonely, you
and
know,
being
and
alone. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And have no comprehension of that. And when you take that being alone time, that's when you can look at yourself in the mirror and realize where you made your mistake and set your boundaries. Because a lot of people don't have boundaries. They keep getting into the same insane asylum mess.
The circle jerk.
Different results.
Yeah, the circle jerk they keep getting into.
The circle jerk. And you know, and my other comment is, you know, about what was made about, you know, Virgos and signs and stuff into the chat room. I don't get into that because we have the Christ consciousness. We have bypassed, at least hopefully, we have bypassed that circle, you know, of the zodiac.
And
we need
I
to
think.
Be
yeah,
go ahead.
I agree. No. I was just going to add to that. I think there are some real attributes that could be said for us but I can take an attribute and say it's true for you because of your culture. And then I can take another attribute that don't fit anywhere into your culture. It don't fit into your zodiac sign. It don't fit into any of that. You understand? And it's because, like you said, one, we have free will here. And two, because if you're really, truly getting into understanding who you are, then you're not limited by what somebody says, because if that's the case and we're still at that level of what someone calls you, then we wouldn't even be doing this show. Seriously. Why not just go back in the fields and pick cotton, because that's what they said we need to be doing.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. But, you know, I pretty much disagree with that. And, you know, free will doesn't limit you to what somebody has said, whether it's the zodiac or religion or whatever the case may be. We all have, at least hopefully, the common sense and the spiritual intelligence to back up anything that we do, to learn, including learning the lessons. And, you know, like you call them, setting the markers. We don't have to repeat anything that we learned, whether it was past life or from this life.
So
our common sense and spirituality and even, you know, in dealing with our ego is to move beyond that point into a higher episode, a higher level of energy. It is foolish to go back and try to fix the unfixable.
Learn
and move on.
So that's
what
sometimes
that's one step.
Very good point. And thank you so much, Kalimar, for bringing that up, because it's so true. And, you know, yourself as well, you know, you're definitely a sister that we have worked together as well, too. You don't have to be what your past is. You know, like even Queen Afua, when she came on and she talked about, you are so much more than your DNA. Come on now, stop it. You're more than that. That's not the only thing that you are. So, you know, you don't have to fall into that, just that small area when it comes to things like karma, you know. And karma has a lot to do with your understanding and sort of what ownership you give to it. You know, on some levels, yes, we all are held responsible for things that we have agreed to. But then you ask yourself the question, what are you agreeing to?
That is true.
You
know? That is a very huge point. And some people walk into situations because they're following someone else and instead, you know, of being their own leader. That's why before you will come in, you're your own leader. You're the master of your own game.
You're supposed to be the master of your own game, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you want to call it. You get to play a role in that. You get to play a part in that. And so a lot of times being the victim doesn't work because you play your role in that. Everything is not about you, but you play a role in that. So we can look at things on a universal level, but sometimes we need to go down to the micro level because that's important too. Yes, there is some macro things that are out there, but the micro, there is you definitely have to do your work on the micro level first. Yes, because we can throw everything. We can throw everything to the macro level. I am you. You are me. We are one. Everything can go to that level. But I didn't come back here to be you, and you didn't come back here to be me. So that's what separates that, and that's why they're both important. And so tonight we were talking on the micro level, on the smallest level. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kalimar.
And thank you very much. Love you.
Love you too. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings, Ms. Blue and Esther. This is Transform Man.
Peace and greetings, Transform Man. He came on all smooth. This is transforming. Okay, you. I know you didn't transform by now.
All the time, every day.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you for that extra universal confirmation. I just needed it. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, well, thank you for that extra. You know, and I'll say this. I'm going to let you say what you got to say. A lot of times, you guys, when I'm speaking, I'm really speaking to myself. So sometimes, that's the reflection, you know? But go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of times it's a reflection. Yeah, it's true for all of us, you know? And so, I was in the majesty of the forest here in Glacier mm-hmm. Park, and it was just really wonderful how it came to me really clearly what I needed to do. And
beautiful.
I didn't ask for any confirmation, but you just gave it. So I know the universe, how it works and how special it is and everything. So just another thank you to you. Just for your presence and your beauty and your spirit. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for that. Ashe. We haven't Ashe. Said that in a while, but this is definitely an Ashe moment because it was definitely, you know, thank you for giving that confirmation to me as well, too. Sometimes, you know, like you said, we don't necessarily look for those things of confirmation, but they come, and sometimes they come in out of most unlikely places, like out of Miss Blue's mouth sometimes. I'm sure nobody was expecting that. I thought we were going to get on here and chat and chill tonight and just really have fun, you know, and that was fun, too. But usually I'm doing that kind of work on a one-on-one session. Tonight we got to document it here, so it's all good and all beautiful. Did you want to share anything else with us as well?
I have a little rant.
Okay, but
no,
you know what?
You know,
Transform Man, I want to ask you a question. Are you my Facebook friend? I think you are, but I think you're a different name. What's your name over there?
Yeah. CP Imaginarium.
I knew that was you. I knew that was you. Like a long time ago, I knew that was you.
Yeah. I just wanted to just say that, you know, the national parks here in the United States of America and even the provincial parks in Canada are some of the most majestic, spiritual, beautiful, wonderful places that exist. And it's really disheartening and upsetting that you see everyone else but us
in the park
and taking advantage of these mystical, wonderful, spiritual places.
Yes.
It really pisses me off. And I have to say, and I applaud the sister girl who I saw yesterday on a bike riding, on her mountain bike, riding up with several of her friends who happen to be Caucasian, the only other black person besides me in the entire park.
That was me. No, I'm teasing.
You had a real serious workout if that was you. You went up some mountains.
What state are you in? What state?
Glacier National Park in Montana.
Oh, Montana got some serious parks with some serious energy too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the energy here is that's a whole other story, too, because it's really interesting, some of the energy that I kind of, like, peaked out here and across the border in Alberta and Waterton Provincial Park, which is amazing mojo in that valley area.
Yeah.
It is just, ooh. You know, I was sitting there, and I had to leave an offering to the spirits and the ancestors there.
Beautiful.
Not, I don't know if they liked it, but they certainly did kick the wind up really big.
Oh, I'm sure they loved it. I'm sure they definitely loved it. And, you know, one of the other things that I will say, I'm not sure if it's Montana, so I could be wrong with this, but don't they have, like, a Garden of the Gods out there as well?
I know
Illinois does, but I think Montana has one, too. I could be wrong. Some of my Googlers out there can probably Google it, but I think they also have one there as well, too. Powerful,
yeah.
Where the parks are. And if you go back into this, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, no, I've said way too much. You go ahead.
it just would be really much, it would be so much more nicer just to see us, you know, out in the parks, you know, in different places instead of just cramped up in the cities. And you know, it is, I've seen a huge amount of Indians, and I'm not talking about Native or First Nation Indians. I'm talking about East
right.
Indians, Asians, of course, Caucasians. But, you know, us, no, not even Africans, you know. You know, I'm just putting it out there. It's like, you know, if you're going to take a vacation, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody or our people's financial, you know, incentives or ways of making money, but screw Jamaica, screw all the Caribbeans, go to some other places where there's a tremendous amount of beauty and there's so much to learn and so much to see and so much to experience. You know, try something new, try something different. You know,
yeah.
Open yourself to a whole new realm and a whole new reality.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. I think it's great to go visit all of those other places as well. But when we have these things accessible to us, like you said, that's close by, you know, that you can actually go to it, if you don't have the money, let's say, per se, to maybe travel very far or you just don't have the means to do it, we have some beautiful parks here. And if you get into the history and you begin to study them, you'll find that it's going to go back to melanin people were the ones, because most of these are sacred lands. So either the Native Americans or either us as African Americans or whatever we choose to call ourselves, these were some very holy and sacred grounds. And they were marked, either they were marked through the time. I know in Louisiana they have a lot of places that were marked based on us as African Americans coming over as Africans. They're marked. A lot of their festivals that they have were based upon spiritual rituals that we used to do. Certain holidays that they have when these pilgrimage go out, whether they're mountain climbing or whether they're going out to Montana or they're having certain ceremonies and special days, begin to look at your calendar and do some cross references. This was something that when Brother Bobby Hemmett was on last, he talked about that. You know, you look in the Goddess Book of Days and you recognize the energy that's on the planet at that particular time. And then, you know, like in Montana is known for sapphires and also agates. You can find a lot of these stones in their natural formal in these
That's
parks
cool.
This is where they're protected at, so they're not even necessarily digging for them. We have a lot of mines that are still open in America, especially when it comes to turquoise, when it comes to those things of sapphires, and when it comes to agate, and a lot of these different stones that we're getting from all over the world, when we can actually go somewhere and physically say, check it out, I got this moonstone from Moonstone Beach, or I got this sapphire or this agate while walking in this natural place and being able to see it. Beautiful.
Absolutely. It is, you know, there's just so much to experience and so much to learn and so much to acquire. just more, you know, just get out in nature. I mean, really.
Yes.
I
want to say something and I want to make you laugh. I just want to make you laugh. I want to make you laugh. You sound like you've been at the park. You know how you
really?
Go to the park, you get this smooth, you know, I mean, your energy is just so late. It's like at the park. Where's Esther
wow.
at? She's still on the phone. Let's see. You sound like you've been in the park. Seriously, I was going to ask you, are you at the park? because you're just so, you know, you got that park energy. I know when I come back from the park, I'm kind of like, yes, what do you want to talk about? You know, I've been at the park.
Yeah, it's really a calming, and just the majesty of the mountains are just beautiful. I will be posting pictures on my Facebook page.
Oh, well, good. Tag me in them.
Okay, and I did post some of Waterton National Park as well already. So if you go to my page, you'll see them. I think it's about 80-something pictures of Waterton. Really beautiful, beautiful place. You'll see through the pictures just the level of energy that's vibrating in that area is something else.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for the time, Ms. Blue, and again, thank you for the confirmation. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime, Transform Man. Now I know who you. Now I have confirmed, or you have confirmed who you are. I can mess with you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew that
was your voice too. So.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank
Peace.
You. Peace. Aw, that was so nice. That was so nice. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 484. You're live in the remix.
Hi, Ms. Lewis, Shalonda. I just wanted to say thank you for the Goddess Book of Days. I've been trying to figure out what book that was that you were saying to go to.
Okay. Yeah, Goddess Book of Days. Yes.
So when you just said it, I was like, yes.
Well, beautiful. I'm glad that you have that. Yes, definitely you want to get that. That's one on the list. I want to say I think it was on Brother Panic's list and on Brother Bobby Hemet's list as well, too, as those, you know, those things to get where you can actually go and look up a lot of different resources. So you can probably find it used. I guess you can find it used. For a couple of dollars, let's just say. A couple of dollars, you can get it.
It's an investment. Because you hear so many people saying different things about, oh, this day means this and that day means that. So I was just
and like, you still will. And you still will. But that source that I found the energy to kind of match it. So sometimes what I actually do is I can just feel what I pick up the energy to be and somewhat and then begin to look at sort of what it says there and see where they connect on a lot of different levels. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace to you. All right. So we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Blue. This is Tiff. I'm calling from Manhattan.
Okay. Greetings to you.
Thank you. And it's a great show. And it's really helpful to me.
Well, good.
I have a few questions. Just kind of pulled out of the air. You kind of answered a lot of my questions.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And a lot of the things on my mind were addressed. So I guess the one thing is I'm thinking about definitely hitting school up and going back to school immediately. And I guess I'm having a hard time kind of making a decision about what to study exactly because I have a lot of interests. And I know you kind of covered this on a whole nother show about kind of just making a decision and looking into yourself.
Yes.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. No worries.
My question was if you picked up anything about my energy as far as career and success.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to success, can you hear me okay?
I hear you breaking up now.
You hear me breaking up. Okay. Can you hear
me
now?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, I hear you.
Perfect. Let's see. When it comes to career-wise and success-wise, immediately when I come into your energy, one of the colors that I definitely pick up is sort of that color of kind of like a lilac mist. So like a violet or like an indigo tight color. So I know that whatever work that you do, you definitely want to be on the creative side, and you need that freedom to be able to express yourself creatively. Now, what I'm picking up is that you need to express yourself through writing more. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So I definitely see that. Now, some of the things that I know maybe you have thought about going back to school and really doing something when it comes to journalism or some form of creative writing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the particular areas. Then the other thing that I see is, and it has a lot to do with kind of what we were talking about today, and that has a lot to do with power, the energy of power. But how you find your power is through your expression. And you can do that actually really many different ways. I see you using your hands for writing. I even see you doing your hands. Can you draw? Is it drawing or painting? Because I see another form that you're doing through your hands.
I guess so, but I'm not sure if I would be successful at that. I mean, mm-hmm. That's not true. That's not entirely true. I kind of have the feeling that if I were to do art, I'd be successful. I guess it's just really fear.
Okay, so the answer to the question is yes. Go ahead and tell me, because this is how I work. So you got to say yes, Ms. Blue. You're right. It is another form that I do.
The answer is yes. It's definitely
okay.
Yes.
So now the question when it comes to what are you going to begin to go to school for, two things that I want to begin to tell you, and tell me your name one more time for me, please, because I think I was breaking up then.
I'm sorry. It's Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay, Tiffany. Two things, Tiffany, and both of these are your natural talents, you can call that, gifts, we can call that, strengths, we can call that, that's in your blueprint. And so what exactly does that mean? That means that you have the ability right now, without going to school for either one of these, to be successful. Now, here's the quest for you. You are definitely driven by love.
That was a question. Sorry, it sounded like a comment.
It was a question. You're definitely driven by love.
Yeah.
And so what tends to happen is that when that love energy gets slighted for you, it sort of tilts everything in your energy. Correct?
Yes.
It tilts it to the point where you have to kind of bring yourself back, and then you kind of get back on track again, but you are driven by that of love. So here's a suggestion that I would make for you. There are some other things that you're thinking about going to school for, but really the question is going to become, will you have enough energy to do it? Because if you really don't love it, it's kind of hard for you to stay focused on it, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. So what I would recommend that you do is get immediately into your writing and your drawing, because you need no certifications for that. You can actually be successful at that right now at this moment to do it. And, of course, this is a mini session that I'm giving you, and you can always email me and we can go into something more detail. But really I want you to look at something that's on the vocational level, something that is short-term. So schools, alternative schools of taking up a trade or taking up a skill. So, for instance, if you want to learn something else, maybe just on the aspect of business so that you can build the foundation around these things that you love, something that's not going to require you to go to school for a very, very long time when it's not in the area of your passion, I know that you'll be successful at it. But the one thing that you have to be able to really, really get out and do is that if I had to say something to you, I would, and I had to give you an assignment right now, I would tell you to write a book in 30 days. Because another thing that you love, Tiffany, is a challenge. Are you still with me?
Oh, yes. I'm with you. Yes. Okay. My focus is everywhere. Okay. I mean, not at this moment. I mean, it's generally everywhere. So that's mm-hmm. the only reason why I haven't partook in any challenges like what you're saying, which kind of crossed
right.
my mind.
Exactly. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to bring yourself back to the middle with that, and you are going to have to make a decision. Commitment is a big thing for you, and you really want to base in it all, but you need to make a decision. You're at the point now where a decision, either you're going to make a decision or one's going to get made for you.
Okay. All right. And I don't know if you can see my, or sense, my throat chakra. I seem to feel that it's healing. And I don't think that's my imagination only.
Oh, no, no. I think you've definitely done some work because that's the color that does come up around you. It has a lot to do with the color blue. It is about you speaking your truth. It is about you doing that. And you're still, it still needs to be some work that's done there, but you definitely need to make sure that I'm sorry, I'm looking in the chat room, but you definitely need to make sure that you do get yourself in that place and make a commitment. So start out small. It could be a small commitment on something that you want to do. It doesn't have to be any of the things that we talked here, but start out very small, make a commitment. Remember, the throat chakra is not just about verbalizing your communication. It's communication on all different levels. And I see the throat chakra in around you, and I typically see this with people too, also with the color green, because that's about communication too. And when our heart, some of our heart energy, which is connected with that color green, is shut down, it also impacts that of our throat chakra as well. They kind of go simultaneously with each other, especially when it comes to the particular area of auras. So communication, how you communicate with Tiffany communicating with Tiffany, your higher self, how you're communicating with others, your body language, what you're not saying, through your written work, all forms of communication, even down to the energy that you're projecting. Because still when I get in your energy, I feel a little choked up. I feel like I want to breathe. And that tells me that you feel like you're being trapped into a situation and you need to move around. Like it's so much going around you that you need to get out and you need to get your space to breathe.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, definitely thank you so much for calling in. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. This is just a little bit that I can give you there. But definitely you're on the right track. I think you do need to buckle down and make a decision. And it is based upon you feeling, because you have some perfectionism issues too, as most people. And you really, if you can't see it perfect, you don't want to start to do it. So that fear is there, but you can move past that fear. You've done it in the past, and you can do it now.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, how beautiful is that? We're going to go to 912. We have about 2 minutes left to go. Yes, my dear.
Wow, darling. Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you, I have some health concerns right now.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what do you see as far as what's going on there? Where could I be guided in that? Because I'm, you know, I do stuff in home remedies and meditate and, you know, put my hands over myself and everything. But it's, mm-hmm. it's something else going on, and I don't want to, you know, be hypochondriac about it, though.
Right. Okay. No problem. Two things. Of course, we have 2 minutes. I don't know if I can get it all in. Typically what I do in the sacred sessions is I do a body scan. When I scan your body, and I don't know how comfortable you are with me telling you what area I pick that up in.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said, yeah, go ahead. Okay, so, of course, you know us as women, we have 2 hearts. We have one in our chest and one between our legs.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling me?
Yes.
Okay, so enough said on that. So what is going to be needed for you is you're doing what you need to do as far as your physical body is concerned, but now what I need you to get into, Yaya, is the releasal. And that releasal is got to come from the spiritual side. It's got to come from your higher self to let it go. I'm not talking about letting go of what you thought you manifested. I'm talking about some of those issues that you've resolved, that you've already worked through, but they're still there.
Okay.
Now, here's the key. Once you work on releasing it, you have to replace that space with something, because what begins to happen is you begin to set these things up. What sets up in this space is, this is where, let's say, this is where our pain goes. This is where anger goes. This is where betrayal goes. You know, this is where this goes. And when you remove that, it's a big hole there. It's an empty space. So two things either happens. Either more energy begins to set itself up in there, because we recycle this energy throughout our body all the time. But if you fill that hole, it's almost like getting a tooth pull and not having the dentist pack it. You got to pack it.
Okay.
So now you got to release. So all of your work is about releasal. I want you to release, and I want you to think about the peacock. I need you to study the energy of the peacock, which has a lot to do with masculine energy. And once you begin to study that, you can email me, and I'll tell you what that's about. But what I see is that you make a recovery around autumn time, when it becomes sort of brown sugar time. This is going to clear up for more and more. And we got to go. Peace and love. Download, everybody.
Love
download.
Everybody.
Love you. Love, love, love. Hit me up. Hit me up on Facebook if you